coverage on Candleland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Candleland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Candleland Radio.
We got another edition of Friday Night Lights here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We are in the 2A classification. It is quarterfinal action here tonight, a chilly mid-November evening, and we are in Osage City, home of the Indians, as they take on the two-time defending champion, Nemaha Central Thunder. Again, good evening. Brandon Tabman, Ray Penning, our studio producer. This is number 2 and number 3 in the state. The Indians come in with an undefeated record of 10-0. They are the Flint Hills League champions. And, of course, Nemaha Central, a record of 9-1, and the Big East League champs trying to go for that third consecutive state championship. Well, our pregame coverage is off and running. Our game tonight, it is brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services right here in Northeast Kansas. Coming up here in our pregame coverage, you'll hear from both of the head coaches tonight. Got a chance to sit down and talk with both of the coaches. Again, Nemaha Central, you'll hear from Michael Gladsick, and then obviously, the Osage City football coach, that is Andrew Gantenbein. You'll hear from him as well. Those are coming up next. Again, number 2 and number 3 in the state, spot in the semifinals on the line. It's Nemaha Central at Osage City, and our pregame continues after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance,
785-336-2040. Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
Pre-game coverage continues here on KNZA 103.9 FM. I'm Brandon Tabman, getting you set for the sectional round matchup here tonight, Class 2A. That is Nemaha Central at Osage City. We're joined now by the Thunder football coach in Michael Gladsick. Coach, there's so much to dive into here in a short amount of time as we continue on with this playoff run. You took over this job, what, 4 years ago? This is season number 4 for you. Couple Coach of the Year honors. You got a couple of state championships going for 3 in a row. You've won 42 of 46 games, roughly. You know, when you took over the job back then, could you have even imagined, you know, the kind of success that you have had in this run so far?
It's obviously been amazing. You know, obviously winning, you know, goes a long ways, but it comes with great community support, great admin support, great staff support, community. Players, you know, I've had a plethora of amazing football players, but better yet, better just kids, you know, that show up every day. They know how to work. You know, I'm at a really good spot because we really don't have to coach effort. You know, obviously I tell the kids every week, if we have to coach effort, you know, there's something wrong. more to the game. So I'm just blessed to be in this position. Coach Seitz started the turnaround 12 years ago, 15 years ago, and like I told the sports at Kansas yesterday, I kind of just took the baton and ran with it. I got a great staff, phenomenal staff. They do a lot outside of just the two-hour practice frame, a scouting report, scheming-wise, just helping with the kids, and just like I said earlier, I'm going to refer back to the just having great student athletes, you know, great in the classroom, great outside the classroom. Obviously, they're going to be lifelong friends. And then even on top of that, they're really good football players. So it's been an awesome 4 years so far, and I'm excited for more.
You guys win the state championship last year. You enter this year, you know, 26 straight wins. You play that opener against Marysville, and you trip up a little bit. Marysville wins it 16-8. Since then, you guys have not lost. Do you feel like how much of a positive did you take away from that? It seems like that kind of put your team on the heels a little bit, but obviously it was a little bit of a wake-up call with that season opener against Marysville, and it seems like your kids ran with it.
I remember that first week in the locker room after Friday night. Obviously the kids were hurting. You know, they didn't want to be that class, that team to break the streak, lose the streak. But, you know, I told them in the locker room, you know, hey, now we just go play free football. You know, we don't have to worry about anything. You know, losing is never bad. You know, obviously we have to take it and learn from it. You know, obviously a loss is never bad. You know, especially that time of year, the first game, it was a non-league game, it was a non-district game, non-playoff game. I definitely would lose rather that game than, you know, in the playoffs, you know, or even a district game. So, you know, it's hats off to these four seniors, phenomenal kids. Leadership wise, they show up to practice every single day. They expect greatness, expect to be perfect. You know, they help out those junior, seniors, freshmen, or the junior, sophomores, freshmen, in the practice mentality, you know, how to prep for a game. It's been awesome to see, how a loss, can obviously help, our season, you know, and it really has.
Your season continued last week, defeating Sabetha in that last round matchup, 21-0. Second time you've seen the Blue Jays this year, and another time you guys eliminate them from the postseason. But take us back to last week, 21-0. Just some overall thoughts and takeaways from your win last week.
It's hard to beat a team twice, you know, in a season, you know, especially being Sabetha, being a big rival game. They're physical, they're big up front, they're fast, they're coached very well. But I knew our kids were able to do it, just by the practice mentality, the practice week. Just another game, you know, we tell the kids, you know, every week's going to be different. It's just another game, no matter it's a state championship, whether it's, you know, a district game, whatever it is. The most important game is the next one on the schedule. You know, and those kids took it and ran with it, survived advanced mentality this time of year. You know, it's very similar to the college basketball tournament. You know, anybody could win, the records are thrown out the window. Ultimate goal is to be 1-0 every Friday night and survive in advance.
Carter Highcat, nearly 200 rushing yards in that game, 8 of 11 passing for 90 yards, so fairly efficient in that category. And we've talked about, you know, we talked throughout the season, you know, during our coaches' shows, and we mentioned Carter Hike a lot, but, you know, rightfully so. You know, he leads the offense, reigning 2A player of the year. Obviously, the offense runs through him, and even when teams know what you're going to do, and maybe not specifically what you're going to do, but they understand that Carter Hike's going to get the ball a lot, he's still able to find a way to make plays. It starts up front with the offensive line, but obviously he's leading that charge for you guys.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Obviously, he's going to get his yards. He's going to get his attempts. He's going to get all that stuff. But it's the other kids that are going to be the X factors. You know, the Caleb Strothmans, Jaden Seitz, Cameron Smith, Jack Mack, all those skill guys that, you know, that are in a run-heavy offense, you know, and obviously they block a lot. You know, I told the kids that, you know, if you're not going to block, then you're not going to get the ball. So, and these kids take that and run with it. And obviously the horses up front. It's not easy getting no glory at all. You know, their names are never in the newspaper, all that stuff. So I'm excited to see how these five O-linemen just continue to grow. I told the staff, I told you guys that it's going to take 5 to 6 weeks before we figure out where we all are up front, and we're finally starting to click. This same five rotational's been in this position for last 6-7 weeks, I think. So like I said, they're starting to find their way of playing their game of playing. And obviously Carter, you know, he praises them every play, every game. He's hard on them, but obviously, you know, I mean, it's working. So I'm excited to see what we can do tonight.
We got a couple more minutes here with Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladsett getting ready for our game tonight at Osage City. Sectional round matchup here in the two-way playoffs. If you're from out of Kansas, don't know, sectional rounds is the quarterfinals. All right, coach, let's talk about the opponent. Osage City, familiarity there. Flint Hills League champs. They are undefeated at 10-0, number three ranking in the state. You guys eliminated them from the playoffs last year. Obviously, they went 9-2, but you guys saw them in this round a year ago, and you guys eliminated them with the 53-27 win. You look at their quarterback, you look at their skill position pieces, they are all juniors and sophomores. This is a young team kind of building. They have had a lot of success over the last 5 years, and once again, here in 2024, undefeated, quite a bit of success so far.
Yeah, they're 10-0 for a reason. Obviously, very athletic. Coach Gattenbein does a phenomenal job of taking a not-so-very good program to a state-contending program. I think after they left last year, our place, I think they had this game circled on the map, on the calendar all year. They've been working for it. They're extremely athletic. They got some dudes up front. Parsons' kid, he's an all-state player. So I'm excited to see how our kids handle the adversity. Because there's going to be adversity. They're a big play team. They run the quarterback run game. It's two very identical teams battling out tonight. So I'm really excited to see. I'm really excited to see the physicality of the game. How it boils down to the second half, and hopefully we can come out victorious.
Yeah, you mentioned two identical teams, and that was kind of leading into my next point with their junior quarterback in Kaysen Parsons. You mentioned he's an All-State kid. A lot of the offense runs through him. He's thrown for nearly 1,600 yards. He completes 77% of his passes. That's mind-boggling to me. He's nearly rushed for 1,000 yards. He's got some great skill position players. He's got a kid and a junior wide receiver, Dylan Teal, who's got 30 catches, 53 carries, over 1,000 total yards. So kind of a Swiss Army knife type, kind of saying that way. But, again, it starts with Parsons, and he's leading the charge with that offense.
Just like I said, they're a high explosive offense, whether it's a screen game, they throw a lot of screens, so we're going to be ready for those. And, obviously off a screen comes a screen and go, so they're going to bite you early with screens, and they're going to hit the long shot of the screen and go. Coach Foote, the OC, does a great job of getting their dudes in space. And just like I said, we got to make plays in space. A lot of times we're going to be one-on-one, trying to make tackles, and I think that's what it's going to come down to is making those plays. Putting them in the second and long situations, putting them in the third and eights, third and nines, instead of third and one, because, just like Sabetha, they're going to love the second and fours, the second and fives, leading to third and twos, fourth and ones, especially with a 200-pound quarterback, similar we have, a lot of quarterback run game stuff. It's just like I said, I'm excited to see how our kids, battle out, and hopefully, like I said, we come out victorious.
Finally, coach, just give us a few keys, expectations. What's it going to win, or what's it going to take to get a win tonight? Move on to the sub-state round next week.
It's going to be battle adversity. It's going to be battle in the hostile environment. The Osage City fans, they're going to be loud, they're going to be screaming. I thought our road game so far, our kids have done really well. Going down to Chanute, a 2.5-hour drive. So I'm excited to see how our kids kind of do that, and then the Old Faithfuls of limiting the penalties, killing ourselves. We can't get behind the chains. Obviously hold on to the football, defense. They're going to put the ball in the air. So we got to create some turnovers, and obviously we got to stay together, to hopefully win the game.
We are excited for this one here tonight, Nemaha Central at Osage City. That is Thunder football coach Michael Gladsick joining us here. Winner moves on to the sub-state round next week. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time. Go get them tonight, and hopefully we can talk to you again next week. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. Appreciate all you do.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom-built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement.
Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Our pregame coverage continues for our game tonight on 103.9 KNCA. Brandon Tamman with you. We are now joined by the Osage City football coach. That is Andrew Gantenbein. As we get set for this one tonight between the Indians and the Thunder. Coach, we appreciate a few minutes of your time. I just want to start with your team here, and obviously a ton of success leading up to this quarterfinal matchup. Your team is undefeated at 10-0. Obviously, you guys have played very, very well this year. Just take us through the 10 games this year, the overall thoughts and takeaways from how your team has performed here so far leading up to this matchup tonight.
Well, we're pleased with the way our team's performed, especially our in district was a gauntlet, you know, feel like our district was as good or better than anyone's in the state. And so to come out of that, 4-0 and then, you know, be district champions is certainly a great accomplishment for our guys. But, we just kind of take it as the approach of a 1-0 mindset each week and try to get a little bit better each week. And we're fortunate to still be playing.
And these two teams tonight's really highlighted offensively by the quarterbacks. We'll talk about Carson Hike for Nemaha Central in a moment, but your junior quarterback, Kaysen Parsons, he has been very, very good, completes a high percentage, thrown for about 1,600 yards. He doesn't turn it over a whole lot. He's your leading rusher as well, and again, only a junior. Talk about his growth, his performance, and just kind of what you've seen from your junior quarterback in Kaysen Parsons.
Well, like you said, you know, Kaysen's been playing at a pretty high level, and he's kind of a gamer, you know, a kid that we can count on each and every week to show up, and he's going to give everything he has. And he has done a better job this year of decision-making and taking care of the ball and has reduced his number of interceptions and has ran the ball really well, too. I mean, our offense now for a while has been one that, we feature dual-threat guys at the quarterback position, and we've been really fortunate to have a good string of guys to be able to play that position and play it well. But, you know, Kaysen's, taking his play to another level so far this year and going to need a good game from him on Friday for sure.
Yeah, and you guys are very balanced. You know, offensively, he's able to, you obviously pass for a good chunk of game. We mentioned about 160 a game, 200 on the ground, and all your really key main skill position players are either juniors or sophomores, so that obviously bodes well for the future. But Dylan Teal's a big name to kind of keep an eye for in this game. Just really kind of a do-it-all kind of guy. He 30 catches, over 50 carries, so you use him in a multitude of ways. Quentin Stark is your leading receiver. You got a very reliable tight end, it appears, and a couple good backs in the running game. So your skill position guys around Kaysen, the production that you have gotten from those guys, and then the fact that none of them are seniors. They're all just sophomores and juniors, so again, kind of boding well for the future moving forward.
It does, yeah. You know, obviously our full attention is on this year, but it is good to look down at that roster and see that those guys, many of those guys are going to be back next year too. But our seniors that we have a good group of seniors as well. Maybe not as many of them playing on offense. We have a couple up front that are doing a good job, but we have some seniors in the secondary and some playing in some different spots defensively and making contributions on special teams. So honestly, it's a pretty well-balanced team, you know, some sophomores, juniors, and seniors that are doing some good things.
Yeah, and then let's go to the other side of the ball real quick. Your defense, you know, at least looking back to as far as 2021, points per game allowed, it's the best over the last 4 years, giving up less right now than 12 points per game. You guys seem to force a lot of turnovers, a lot of tackles for loss, a good amount of sacks as well. You mentioned the few seniors scattered on the defensive side, but just overall thoughts on your defense and how they've performed so far this year.
Well, this year, you know, we've really tried to keep things simple on the defensive side, just come out and do our job, and we don't come out with exotic game plans each week, and that allows our kids to know what they need to do and how they need to do it and allows them to play fast, and our kids have been doing a really good job of that, and You know, we played St. Mary's the first time. We gave up a good amount of rushing yards. But since then, you know, we played much better on our run defense. Pass defense has been pretty good. We gave up some yardage to Riley County. But overall, you know, that unit's been doing a good job and keeping people out of the end zone, and it's going to need to play really well on Friday because, obviously, Nemaha's got a very potent offense headlined by their quarterback. A
couple more minutes here with Osage City football coach Andrew Gantenbein here on our pregame coverage, getting you set for Nemaha Central Osage City tonight in the quarterfinals in 2A. Well, let's talk about the Thunder for a couple of minutes here, and a familiar opponent in terms of seeing them last year in this exact game in the sectional round. 53-27 was the final score. How much do you take away from the game last year in your game plan here in 2024? Do you take much away from it?
Well, you know, I think our kids are excited about the opportunity to play them again. You know, certainly have a lot of respect for Nemaha. They've had a bunch of success. They've beaten us twice now in the sectional round. They beat us back in 2020 as well, 7-0 in a defensive battle here in Osage City. But, you know, the biggest takeaway, I think, is that you can't make some of the mistakes that we made last year against a team like Nemaha and expect to come out on top. You know, we had a couple miscues in special teams, some turnovers, missed tackles, you know, just mistakes that we can't make against a team like that. And so we know that we have to come out and play a much cleaner game to give ourselves a chance.
We talked about your quarterback in Kaysen Parsons, Carter Hike, reigning 2A player of the year on the offensive side. He is a heavy dose of the Thunder offense, and even when you know it's coming, it's just hard to stop. He's a big body junior. Obviously, he's had a ton of success here over the last couple of years. How do you kind of game plan to stop their offense in terms specifically their quarterback in Carter Hike?
Well, the first thing we have to do is tackle him, you know, and that sounds like a really simple statement, but if you've seen him play, it's not so simple at all. The kid's a very outstanding ball carrier, and he's very patient, has good vision, and very rarely does one person bring him down. So we've got to make sure that we have people getting off blocks and getting to him, multiple guys getting to him, and we're going to really rally and gang tackle and try to limit his big plays. And the other thing that sticks out about him this year is I feel like he's throwing the ball a lot better this year. And you know, kudos to him and the coaching staff there. I feel like he's made strides in that area, so that obviously adds an element to his game and to their game too.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and expectations for your team for tonight's game.
Well, it's kind of like what we talked about earlier. You know, we need to play a clean game. You know, we need to win the turnover battle, special teams. We need to win in that area. Need to be able to block and tackle well, you know, the fundamentals of football. So, you know, those are points of emphasis that we make each and every week with our team. And like we tell them each week, you know, it's not a superhuman effort that takes, you know, that gets the job done in a game like this. It's just simply guys coming out, being consistent and doing theirs. The team that is superior in that area is probably the one that's going to win.
There it is. Andrew Gantenbein, the Osage City football coach, joining us here for a few minutes as we preview tonight's game, Osage City hosting Nemaha Central quarterfinal matchup here in Class 2A. Coach, we really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck tonight. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me on.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Metro Appliance in Seneca, your smoking hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning, maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Metro Appliance in Seneca, 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemetroappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoking hot deal today at Metro Appliance and Sonica.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we're counting it down to kick off here at Osage City as the Indians play host to the two-time champs in Nemaha Central here in Class 2A. Brandon Tam and Ray Penning, our studio producer, as we are locked in on KNZA 103.9. Let's dive into a little bit more of our pregame coverage, getting you closer to that opening kickoff. And by the way, before we get to a little bit more about both these teams, let's tell you about the remaining quarterfinal matchups going on tonight in the 2A classification. This side of the bracket, It'll be the winner of this one tonight. Osage City and Nemaha Central will take on the winner of Humboldt and Council Grove. Humboldt hosting that game tonight. And then the bottom half of the bracket, it is Hoisington at southeast of Saline. Saline, by the way, the number one team in the state, undefeated at 10-0. And then a battle of 8-2 teams as well is number 5, Garden Plain. They host Beloit there. So those are the remaining quarterfinal games in the 2A classification. Of course, is Nemaha Central in search for that third consecutive 2A state championship. Well, let's talk about Nemaha Central for a minute. Again, 9-1, the Big East League champs here in 2024. They had that 26-game winning streak snapped in the opener, losing 16-8 to Marysville. But then after that, they have not lost, and they have been impressive along the way, including big wins at Silver Lake, Rossville. They beat Chanute on the road earlier in the year. They had district wins over Oskaloosa, Sabetha, Royal Valley, and ACCHS. Their first playoff game, they hosted Fredonia. They won that game 55-13. And, of course, last week they saw Sabetha again in that regional round. And for a second time here in 2024, Nemaha Central shutting out Sabetha 21-0. Carter Hike, Nemaha Central quarterback, had 199 yards on 33 carries, and he completed 8 of 11 passes for 90 yards as well. Carter Hyde, the reigning 2A Player of the Year. In terms of the offense, he's the offensive 2A Player of the Year from a year ago. He has had a sensational season. Now on the other side, for Osage City, they are undefeated at 10-0, a number 3 ranking right now in the 2A classification. They beat St. Mary's last week 14-0. They ran for 150 yards, actually one of their worst outputs in terms of yardage on the season. Again, they're going to be well-balanced, and they have been all year, averaging over 41 points per game, but they had their second lowest rush total in that win last week, but their defense was very good, shutting out the Bears. They averaged just 3.5 yards per carry. That tied for the lowest that they have had in a game this season, but they are out of the Flint Hills League. They are the league champs, going undefeated. They got some good wins under their belt. Of course, they played in arguably the toughest 2A district, beating the likes of St. Mary's, Silver Lake, Riley County, and Council Grove as well. And we mentioned Council Grove is still alive in the playoffs here as they are taking on Humboldt on the other side of this bracket here tonight. A little bit about the head coaches for Nemaha Central, Michael Glatzik, back-to-back 2A Coach of the Year honors in year number 4 leading the program. He has a overall record of 42-4. Nemaha Central, they are 35-1 over their last 36 games. And again, losing that opener against Marysville, but they have been very good since then. Osage City, they have been in the thick of it over the last 5 years, and these two teams are meeting for a second straight year in this exact round. They lost to Nemaha Central last season, 53-27. That was a game that was close in the first half, but the Thunder kind of pulling away from that one in the second half. So now Osage City getting another opportunity against the Thunder here in 2024. And again, this is a team over the last 5 seasons, they have won 44 out of 52 games. And even back in 2020, if you heard the pregame with the Osage City head coach, he even mentioned it, that they lost to Nemaha Central by a final score of 7-0 in the playoffs back in 2020. And then, of course, we mentioned last year in this exact round, 53-27 was that final score. So on paper, appears to be the two, or at least not the two best, essentially southeast of Saline, ranked number 1. But you got number 2, you got number 3 in this quarterfinal matchup here tonight. We'll take a final timeout. Kickoff is coming your way next here on KNZA.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moments away from the opening kickoff here in Osage City, the captains are on the field. and determining the coin toss winner here. Winner moves on to the sub-state round next Friday night. Osage City has won the toss, and they elect to receive. So the home team Indians will get the ball first. Nemaha Central will start on defense. Boy, excited to bring you this one. Of course, on 92-1, catching right now Centralia up big on the road at St. Mary's Colgan. And, of course, getting ready on KOZA 96.9. That's going to be Jackson Heights hosting Rossville in the 1A classification as well. Again, appreciate everyone hanging out with us. Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. So, again, Osage City, they win the toss and elect to receive. So we're going to see this Indians offense that averages just over 41 points per game. They throw for 163 yards per game. They rush for right at 200 yards a game, 363. Their total yardage going up against the Nemaha Central defense, allowing under 10 points per game at just 9.3 a game. So something has got to give, and we are excited to bring you this one as Osage City, again, winning the toss and electing to receive. Nemaha Central taking the field in the all-white road uniforms. The red tops and white pants trimmed in white for Osage City with their numbers printed on the side of their helmets. Nemaha Central and Levi Thomas, he's going to kick this one off from left to right, which means Osage City here in the opening quarter, moving the ball from right to left. Our opening kickoff, it's brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. A matchup, or a rematch, I should say, of last season's sectional round in which Nemaha Central won 53-27. This is number two and number three in the state. It is Levi Thomas, near side hash, has it teed up at the 40-yard line. The all-white uniforms for Nemaha Central, puts the hand up, puts it down, and we are underway. A high end-over-end kick. It's going to be caught at the 14-yard line. This is Dylan Teal, the junior wide receiver, goes right outside the numbers, taken down just shy of the 30-yard line near the 28th, and that is where Osage City will begin this game here tonight, first and 10 at the 28-yard line. Their junior quarterback, Kaysen Parsons, he has completed 77% of his passes this year, 1,583 yards, 20 touchdowns, just 3 interceptions. He is their leading rusher as well, just shy of 1,000 yards. First and 10 at the 28-yard line, ball on the far side hash. Indians moving the ball from right to left here on this opening drive. Parsons in the shotgun set. He's got three receivers, far side left. They fake it. He's going to keep it himself, and he has spun down for a couple of yards to the 30. So a quarterback keeper for Kaysen Parsons for two, and it's going to bring up second down and 8. Right inside, or I should say in between the 30 and 31-yard line. Closer to a 3-yard pickup. Second down and 8 yards to go. Four-man front defensively. For Nemaha Central, chest-high snap here to Parsons, has some time, deep shot near sideline. He's got a man, and it is caught in stride inside the 10, the 5, touchdown Osage City. And just like that, a 70-yard bomb from Kaysen Parsons to the junior wide receiver Quentin Stark, his team leading 13th touchdown of the season. And just like that, Osage City, not messing around. They're on the board 6-0 at 39 seconds into the game. Goodness. Stark nearly dropped that ball at his hip. He didn't catch it quite cleanly, but was able to pin it on his left thigh and keep it in stride and outrunning the Nemaha Central defender for our first touchdown in this quarterfinal game. So a two-play drive that covers 72 yards. And the extra point try here for Osage City. And it's up and good. No time wasted for the home team Indians. They jump out on top. A 70-yard bomb. It's Parsons to Stark in Osage City out to a 7-0 lead. We're back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, less than 40 seconds off the clock here to start this game. Osage City, a 7-0 lead is Carter Hike and Nemaha Central's offense getting ready to take the field for the first time. A two-play, 72-yard drive that covers just 39 seconds. Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online, WilsonTireKS.com. A 70-yard pass from Kaysen Parsons to Quentin Stark. And the Indians have struck first here on their home soil tonight, 7-0. Nemaha Central now with their opening possession down 7-0, 11:21 to go in this opening quarter. Reigning 2A Offensive Player of the Year, Carter Hike. Junior quarterback starting at the 20-yard line, and they operate from left to right. He will stand in the shotgun set, man in motion to the far side. Quarterback keeper, no surprise there. Height lowers the shoulder, and he is going to grind for some extra yards across the 25, and he gets to the 26. So a good first down run for Carter Hike. He goes for 6 yards. It's going to bring up second down and 4. Ball at the 26-yard line, a little bit closer to the far side hash. Kaysen Parsons threw that bomb for Osage City, the middle linebacker making the tackle there. And second down and 4 coming up. If you're just joining us, Osage City out to a 7-0 lead. It took them 2 plays to cover 72 yards on their opening drive. 2 wide receivers to the right. They swing one out here to the near side, and they're going to toss a screen this way, and an open field tackle is beautifully played there on the screen, and that's going to be minimal yardage. It's just a pitch and catch of 1 yard to Jaden Seitz. And it's going to bring up third down here. Third down and, well, about 2, maybe 3. So they give him about 3 yards on that wide receiver screen. Again, to Seitz. And Seitz, not used a ton in the passing game, just his 9th catch of the season. It's going to bring up third down and a long 2. Big play here for Nemaha Central. There might have been miscommunication there. Now Hike is in deep, deep trouble. He is going to be taken down for a monster loss. He turned to his left. There was no running back there. Now he had about 7 red jerseys chasing him down. He's all the way back to the 16-yard line. And that is a big-time loss. It's going to bring up 4th down and 14. It's a loss of 11 yards. And Nemaha Central is going to go 3 and out here on their opening possession of the game. It is a low snap. Punt is away. Low liner from left to right. Takes a Nemaha Central bounce. And it will creep across midfield and down at the 47-yard line. So for Osage City, a perfect start. For Nemaha Central, not so much. And now with a 7-0 lead at 9:19 to go in this opening quarter, Osage City will have their second possession and good field position, too, at their own 47-yard line. A 70-yard pass from Kaysen Parsons to Quentin Stark on the second play of the game is the scoring so far. First down and 10 for the Indians. Again, just shy of midfield. Ball on the far side hash, moving from right to left. They fake a toss left. Parsons keeping himself. He'll follow his right guard and Crew Jackson for a couple of yards. He'll be shy of midfield. Let's see the official spots of just 1 yard there for Parsons. Brings up second down and 9. Omaha Central's defense allowing just 9.3 points per game coming in. They gave up a lengthy touchdown pass on just the second play of the game. Second and nine for Osage City. Shy of midfield, 48-yard line is the spot. High snap, toss right, trying to get some blocks and maybe forward progress to midfield, not much. Good pursuit by Nemaha Central. And again, not much. As it's going to bring up third down and eight. That was Teal who got the yard on the toss right. Third down, 8 yards to go. Big chance here for Nemaha Central to potentially get off the field after they went three and out on their opening possession. 7-0 Indians. Ball just shy of midfield. Still early portions, not quite 4 minutes into this opening quarter. Chest high snap here to Parsons. They want to set up a screen. It is caught into plus territory down near the 45. Osage City, they're going to be shy of the first down marker. That's Tate Smith with the catch on the designed screen play. 23rd catch of the year for the junior in Tate Smith. And now it's fourth down and two, and Osage City appears to be in punt formation. So assuming the Indians punt this one away, that's a massive win for the Thunder defense. And the punt is away. High punt from right to left. And this is going to take a very favorable bounce inside the 10. Very good punt. Nemaha Central will have it at their own 7-yard line. So Parsons doing a little bit of everything here and punts that one. And now Nemaha Central starting at their own 7-yard line. Drive number four here in the opening quarter. Indians have a 7-0 lead at 7:20 to go in this opening frame. The Nemaha Central on their first drive, they had third down and short. And a botched play ultimately ended up in an 11-yard loss for Carter Hike, and they had to punt it away rather quickly. But now they get a stop. They get the ball back, trailing 7-0. Ball at their own 7-yard line. So back-to-back three and outs after the quick scoring drive for Osage City. Here's Carter Hike once again, right down the middle, up to the 10, maybe the 11. So positive yards on first and 10. Rummeled on the stop. It's a gain of 3 for Carter Hike. Second down and 7. Ball in between the 10 and 11 yard line. Thunder moving from left to right here in this opening period. Osage City again leading it 7-0. Camden Schmitz, the junior wide receiver, far side right. And Hike will toss it left. This is Seitz once again trying to get outside the numbers, and not much there. Good pursuit again by that middle portion of the Osage City defense. It is positive yards, but another third down. It's just Seitz for 2. Now a big 3rd and 5 here. Thunder trying to avoid going 3 and outs on back-to-back possessions here to start the game. They got trips. Far side right. 1 left. Osage City showing blitz, and they might have got a little bit too antsy. This would be a massive penalty. That was Austin Lamb, the junior linebacker who tried to time the snap, and Nemaha Central did not hike the ball, and that is an encroachment penalty. Now the question is it enough for a first down? That's a big penalty as the ball now up past the 15 to the 16-yard line. First penalty of the game, and it's still going to be just shy. 3rd and about 0.5 yard. But obviously that changes the playbook a touch here. Going from 3rd and 5.5 to 3rd and about 0.5 yard. Trips again, wide right, running back. Sidecar left here of Hike in the gun. Still 3rd down, and Hike keeps it himself, and the big body gets pushed by his offensive lineman for a couple of extra yards. It's the first down of the game for Nemaha Central, much needed, out to about the 23-yard line. So a good run there for Carter Hike, and the drive continues. They get on the ball quickly. Once again, trips to the right. Running back left side. They run the exact same player, at least close to it. Hike, left side, leaps over a defender. And he is shy of the 30-yard line, gain of about 4, depending on the spot. Looks like they give him a solid five. Second down and five. Nemaha Central wasting no time. Past the halfway point of the opening quarter. Thunder trailing this game 7-0. Hike changing maybe the play. Talking to the line. They're going to run a very similar play once again. Hike this time hit right at the line of scrimmage. Spun down for a yard or two, but another third down coming up. And they will give him a solid two. It'll bring up third down and three. Nemaha Central averaging 32.1 points per game here in 2024. They beat Sabetha last week 21-0 to get to this game here tonight in Osage City. Third down and a short three. Ball outside the 30-yard line. Two wide receivers, far side right. And Carter Hike once again using the strength, and he's got a first down across the 35. He'll get to the 36. So needing a short three, he gets about four. Martinez in on the stop for Osage City. Senior defensive lineman Noah Martinez, team leader in tackles for loss. But that one, not a TFL. First and 10, second first down of the drive. Thunder drive here started at their own 7-yard line. They're currently at their own 36. A five wide set, empty backfield here for Hike. He's going to drop back to pass. He's rolling out to his left, scrambling, takes off. That is a big body running at big speed, and he is down the sideline and stays in bounds. He is in Osage City territory, and depending on the spot, it appears to be inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. That is a massive run and the biggest play here on offense tonight so far for Nemaha Central. And it's going to be first down and 10 at the Osage City 44-yard line. Gain of 19 yards there for Carter Hike. First and 10, Thunder on the move, down 7-0 here, late first period. Hike dropping back to pass. He scrambles up the middle and finds some positive yards. That pocket collapse quickly. Good sportsmanship on the side of Osage City, helping up the quarterback. Gain of 3 yards on that scramble there. Second down and 7, just shy of the 40-yard line for Osage City. Nemaha Central trailing this game 7-0, approaching the final 3 minutes of this opening period. Winner moves on to the sub-state round next week. Tight end tucked up left side, ball far side hash, wide receiver lone right, that's Camden Schmitz. Now they simple run play up the middle here. I believe that was Jaden Seitz who got the carry. He'll be close to a first down to the 35, maybe a yard shy. So a gain of about 6 yards, maybe 5 for Seitz. They're using a lot more here in the run game. So another third and short here. And they will bunch up this formation here. Send a man in motion. Design quarterback sneak. First down, Nemaha Central. Tough body to bring down inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. And once again, a first down run for Carter Hike, who is in the bulk of this Nemaha Central drive. 2:15 clock moving first quarter. Osage City at home leading this game 7-0. This Nemaha Central drive started inside their own 10, and they are now inside the 30 of Osage City. First down and 10 yards to go at the 29-yard line. Low snap, picked up, handed off to Seitz. He'll go between the guards, right behind his center in Abram Keim. And positive yards once again. And Seitz will get 2, maybe 3, looks like more in the 2-yard range for Seitz. His third carry here in the opening quarter. So we're down to 1:42 and moving on the clock. Earlier in this drive, Nemaha Central getting quick on the ball, this time coming out of the huddle. Second down and 8 yards to go. Ball just shy of the 25 of Osage City. Hike in the gun. Man to his left. They want the screen, and they throw it that way. And now running back in the opposite direction is Shulians. Not sure if that was the exact way that play was supposed to go, but Shulians looks like he might have got back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe lost a couple of inches there. Now 3rd and 8 coming up. So a design screen to the left side or the far side of the field. He immediately took off back inside the hash marks and fortunate to get back to the line of scrimmage. So now 3rd down and 8. trying to convert their fourth, third down here on this drive. Design, quarterback run. Here's Carter Hike, makes a man miss, makes another man miss, stays on his feet, stumbling, and down he goes inside the 20 to the 16. He needed about 8, and he gets closer to 11 or 12 yards there. He stays on his feet. He could be dancing towards the end zone, but another big run on a big 3rd and 8, and Carter Hike has another Nemaha Central first down. Big-time stuff there. Final 30 seconds here in the opening quarter, but Nemaha Central on the move. Drive started at their own 7-yard line after they forced a 3-and-out on the Indians' second possession of the game. Ball near side hash. Again, Thunder operating from left to right. Could be the final play of the opening quarter. Sights now move to the left side, out to the flat, far side of the field. Carter Hike again. No surprise in between the tackles, and big body again towards the 10. He'll be shy of the 10. That's going to be the final play of the first quarter. So a gain of 4 to close it out. Thunder on the move, but they are trailing here in the opening quarter. Osage City 7, Nemaha Central nothing. Second quarter action coming up next here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Last two-way quarterfinals here in Osage City. The home team Indians leading this game over Nemaha Central 7-0. Took two plays on the Indians' opening drive to score, but right now, Nemaha Central on the move. A drive that started at their own 7, and right now they face second down and about 7 to go, but they are inside the 15 of Osage City. 7-0 our score. Trips far side left. Hike having to reverse field and just trying to salvage positive yards, and it looks like he will salvage some positive yards. That could have been a much worse outcome for Nemaha Central, and he finds his way for 4, maybe 5, to make it third down and a manageable 2 yards. So third down and 2 on kind of a busted play there for Carter Hike. He is piling up the carries here as we are just underway. Quarter number 2. Thunder now facing third down and 2. They have converted 4 third downs here on this drive, and they are trying to cap it off and potentially tie this game. Carter Hike, he wants to pass, rolling to his left, stuttering. Now has to get away from a defender. He throws it towards the right pylon, and it's going to be incomplete. Just had to get rid of it to avoid a sack. And it was the senior Logan White who was right in his grill. And now all of a sudden it is fourth down and 2. That was only the 3rd pass attempt in the half for Nemaha Central. A monster play here. 4th down and 2 yards to go inside the Osage City 15-yard line. Nemaha Central trailing this game 7-0. Here we go. A bunch set. They ran a similar formation here on a 3rd down conversion. They send a man in motion. They're going to toss it to the swing man. Now it's going to be tossed into the end zone. It's a trick play touchdown, Nemaha Central. Mason Shulion's on the receiving end from Camden Schmitz. And it's 7-6, early second quarter. Trickeration from the Thunder on 4th and 2 with a reverse pass out of a bunch formation. And Levi Thomas will look to tie it with the extra points. An incredible 93-yard drive for Nemaha Central there. Thomas, 32 of 39 on extra points this year, and now some movement, and we get a flag on the field pre-snap, and it's going to be offsides against Osage City. Not sure it's going to change the decision here, but it'll be interesting to see. It looks like they'll still go for the extra point, so they move it up a yard. And that was just the second flag we have seen here in the first half. Fairly clean game to this point in terms of penalties. Here's Thomas for the extra points. Big time booty puts it right between the uprights, and we are tied at 7 apiece. Trickeration, a reverse pass from Camden Schmidt to Mason Chulion. And we got ourselves a 7-7 game early second quarter. Back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central kicking off after the 93-yard touchdown drive. A 7-7 tie, and now Teal around the edge. Left side, a good return for Osage City. Let's see where the spot is. It looks to be at about the 36-yard line. So Osage City taking over what is now a tie game. That was a lengthy drive that started for Nemaha Central at their own 7, covering 93 yards. And on 4th and 2, little trickeration, reverse pass. Hike took the snap, gave it to Camden Schmitz on a curl left side, who tossed it to Mason Chulions in the end zone. And the extra point by Thomas, tying the game now 7-7, 11:03 to go until halftime. Third drive of the game so far for Osage City. They toss it right. This is Reed Silver, the sophomore, and he's got good yardage across the 40 up to the 43-yard line, and that's a gain of 7 yards for the sophomore, Reed Silver. First carry of the night for the sophomore, Reed Silver, his 49th carry of the season. And now 2nd and 3, a little toss near side, a little screen, first down, tripped up right about midfield for a gain of about 7, maybe 8, and that was complete to Tate Smith, and Smith has his second catch. And Parsons has completed his lone 3 passes so far here. He takes a high snap. He's going to fake it to Silver, running right. Gets by 2 defenders, 3 defenders. And what could have been a loss on the play turns into a positive gain on 1st and 10 as Parsons gains about 7 there near sideline. So real quick, after a good kickoff return and a first down, Indians are right back into Thunder territory at the 43-yard line. They go empty set here for Parsons, who has completed 77% of his passes this year. Now he dances between the tackles on a designed quarterback run, and Nemaha Central ate that up pretty quickly. It's going to be shy of the first down, a gain of just 1 for Parsons. And now 3rd down and 2 coming up here for Osage City. A 7-7 tie here early on, just 2 minutes in to this second quarter. Rematch of last year's sectionals in which Nemaha Central won 53-27 en route to their second straight state championship. Osage City ball near side hash, operating left to right here in quarter number 2. They look to the sideline, another high snap. Parsons pulls, keeps. He has a first down and more down the right sideline, 30, 25, 20. And he is pushed out inside the 20-yard line. And let's see where the spot is. It's going to be about the 14-yard line. And just like that, a big run in Osage City right back into the red zone. That's a near 30-yard run for Parsons. And very patient. Now Silver on a toss, and he is blasted immediately by Abram Keim, the senior linebacker. And Keim keeping that to no gain there by Silver. No gain. So let's see if Nemaha Central's defense can bow up here in the red zone. 7-7 tie. We're at 9:15 to go in this opening half. Ball now on the far side hash of the field. They go two receivers split left. Parsons in the gun, two right as well. They put Silver in motion. They fake the screen to him, and then Parsons keeping himself and spinning through a couple of white jerseys to get close to the 10-yard line. But it's going to bring up third down and about seven. Well, they use Parsons a lot in the run game. They have a diverse offense, this Osage City team has. Big play, though, third and seven. He's dropping back to pass. Now he's having to elude the rush. He gets away from Kime. He throws to the back of the end zone. It's caught for the Osage City touchdown. And that's Quentin Stark once again. And there is a flag on the field. And this is against Osage City. Boy, this is a monstrous play. Pass interference against Osage City. That's going to take a touchdown off the board. That is a big-time swing. So that takes potentially seven off the board. Pass interference on Osage City. That is their third penalty here in the first half, and that drops them back a heavy ways. All the way back behind their Nemaha Central 25. Now it's third and a mile. Third and 25. Parsons in the gun. He's got trips right, two left. Now they're changing the play potentially here at the line of scrimmage. Now a running back sidecar left. Helmet high snap. Here comes the rush. Silver on the screen. He's got a little bit of room to the left side, and he gets all the way down the sideline, and he gets a lot of the yardage back. He's still going to be short of the first down by about 5 or 6 yards. Well, that makes things a little bit more manageable. Let's see what Osage City does here. They might try to kick three. First catch out of the backfield for Silver. Run quite a few screen passes, and they will try for three here. This, an opportunity for Osage City to take the lead. Appears to be close around maybe a 26, 27-yard field goal. Left hash. Kick is from left to right. It's a low liner. It's on the way. And it's no good. He missed it left. And the Nemaha Central Thunder hold on this drive. A missed field goal. And we stay deadlocked at 7 apiece at now 8:20 to go in this second quarter. So again, it appeared that Osage City had the go-ahead touchdown, but a pass interference call wiped it off the board. And on fourth and five, they elect to go for the three, and the kick is wide left. It had the distance. It was low, but left side of the upright. So now Nemaha Central takes over, a 7-7 tie, and a monster win for the Thunder defense, and now they start this drive at their own 20-yard line. They executed a 93-yard touchdown drive the last time they had it. Carter Hike, heavy dose of it. He'll take a knee-high snap. Design quarterback run straight up the middle, dancing through defenders, and he's got a big run down the sideline and makes another man miss at the 45-40, still on his feet, and he has a massive gain into Osage City territory. He is at the 37-yard line of the Indians. That is a 43-yard run for Carter Hike. That is monstrous for the Thunder. A big man run is what they would call that, throwing defenders off left and right and scampering for 43 yards and a first down for Nemaha Central at the 37-yard line of Osage City. 8 minutes to go in this opening half. 7-7 tie here in Osage City. Two receivers left. One right, a tight end tucked up to the right side. This time they go to Seitz, and he's got a big burst of speed up the middle, and he's inside the 20, the 15, inside the 5, and he's near the end zone. Jaden Seitz, he gets all the way inside the 5, a simple handoff up the middle, and he gets inside the 5 to the 4, It's a gain of 33 for Sites. First and goal, Nemaha Central. Well, their last drive, they took their time. This drive, they are wasting no time. Knocking on the door, trying to take their first lead here in the second quarter. They will bunch it up. Same formation. Well, there's a receiver to the right, but similar to that trickeration that we saw, Carter Hike, simple quarterback keeper here, and he gets tripped up. Maybe a yard at best there. It's going to bring up second down and goal. Second down and goal inside the five. Runs of 43 yards for Hike, and then a run of 33 yards right after that for Jaden Seitz. Similar formation once again, second down and goal. They want Hike again, and he's churning the feet through a lot of bodies there. He will be shy of the end zone, but it appears he's at the one. So third and goal at the one. Hike there for three. Nemaha Central knocking on the door. Now we get the official pushing towards the Nemaha Central sideline, far side of the field. Third down and goal just outside the one. Same formation once again. Osage City bunching up the box. They will keep it with Hike, and he gets nowhere. He is going to be shy of the goal line, and it's going to bring up fourth and goal. Well, three straight cracks at it inside the five, and so far the Indians' defense has held up, and now it's fourth and goal at the one-yard line. A 7-7 tie at 6:11 to go, clock moving second quarter. Nemaha Central trying to gather their first lead in tonight's game, but now have to score on fourth and goal. They did so on their last drive. On a fourth and two, they brought out some trickeration from 11 yards out. It was Camden Schmitz on a reverse pass, finding Mason Shulions in the back of the end zone wide open. Now it looks like Thunder head coach Michael Glatzik on the field talking to the head official, and we get our first timeout, it appears, in this ball game. So a huge play coming up. Nemaha Central fourth down and goal at the one. 7-7 tie at 5:45 to go in this first half. Quick 30-second timeout. We're back right after this.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu option, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A game that's lived up to the billing so far here in Class 2A, Osage City hosting Nemaha Central. Right now we are deadlocked at 7-7. 5:45 to go until halftime. Nemaha Central out of this timeout facing fourth and goal at the one. This drive started at their own 20. Their first touchdown drive covered 93 yards. They're trying to cover 80 here, but it's down to fourth and goal. Ball outside the goal line. They are going to widen the formation here. Now Hike taking a couple steps towards his sideline, getting the direction from the coaching staff. Nemaha Central trying to take the lead. Man in motion from right to left. They settle up there. Carter Hike, left side run, and he bowls his way into the end zone for the Nemaha Central touchdown. Well, they got inside the five. They needed all four plays to cover that 4 yards, but finally Carter Hike finds the end zone, and Nemaha Central takes a 13-7 advantage at 5:42 to go in this first half. Back-to-back lengthy drives for NC, both of their touchdowns converted on fourth down plays. Thomas will try the extra point. Now 33 out of 40 on the year. Now Osage City trying to jump the gun there, and they're going to be called for an offside. That's their third encroachment penalty in this first half. Right now, Nemaha Central to move it up a yard and give Thomas a little bit of extra cushion. The sophomore, jersey number 8 for Nemaha Central. 80-yard touchdown drive, high snap, put down. Taking its time to get there, but it certainly gets there and splits the uprights. Nemaha Central 14 unanswered. They lead this game 14-7 at 5:42 to go in the first half. Step aside 60 seconds. We're back after this on KNZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Osage City wasting zero time. They're going to take the kickoff back for a touchdown. And just like that, we're an extra point from this game being tied. Well, Dylan Teal, he almost busted one on the previous kickoff from Nemaha Central. And he takes that one 75 yards. And we are an extra point from this game being tied. That's was a momentum killer for Nemaha Central. Caught it far side of the field, ended up down the right near sideline. And Dylan Teal, sensational junior athlete. He's made some good plays here tonight, and that the biggest one of them all. And an extra point away from Osage City tying this game. Awaiting the snap. Still awaiting the snap. There it is. Put down. Kick is on the way. Plenty of leg. It's good. So after Nemaha Central takes a 14-7 lead, it's Dylan Teal, the junior. A 75-yard kickoff return touchdown. And the extra point ties at 14-14 at 5:29 to go in the half. We pause for 30 seconds and we're back right after this.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the momentum shifting rather quickly as now we have a tie game at 14-14, Osage City. And Dylan Teal, after Carter Hike rushed one in on fourth and goal from the one to give Nemaha Central a 14-7 lead. Teal takes the ensuing kickoff back for a touchdown. And now we are tied 14-14, 5:29 to go in this half. Two of the best teams in the state here in the quarterfinals. This game living it up so far here through a quarter and a half. So now Osage City with the game tied, kicking off from left to right, a low line kick. And it's going to take a hop picked up at the 20-yard line by Nemaha Central and then drop down across the 30 to about the 31. That is where Nemaha Central will take over. Strothman on the return. So, Nemaha Central, their own 31, they take over. They have scored on their last two drives after they got down 7-0 two plays into the game. They had churned it out, worked 14 unanswered points, and when all the momentum was shifting to Nemaha Central, Dylan Teal said none of that, and he took that ensuing kickoff back for a touchdown to tie the game. Now we get another timeout on the field. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Ray Penning in studio. Brandon Tabman with you. This has been a great game so far through a quarter and change, a 14-14 tie. Nemaha Central, of course, looking for that third straight state championship. They beat Osage City in this exact round last year. Now here playing at Osage City. They jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Two plays. They got a 70-yard pass from Parsons to Stark. And Nemaha Central had a three and out on their opening possession, but their second drive covered 93 yards. They tied it on a fourth down play. Camden Schmitz on a little trickeration reverse pass, 11 yards to Mason Chulions. Carter Hike a one-yard run on fourth and goal on that last drive. And then, as we mentioned, Osage City taking that kickoff back for a TD. We sit at 14-14. Out of the timeout, 5:24 to go until the half. And first and 10, Nemaha Central, their own 31. Here's Carter Hike, design quarterback run, straight up the gut, pushing bodies across the 35, and good positive run there for Carter Hike, who has been, once again, the bulk of the workload here offensively for Nemaha Central. Gain of 7, it'll bring up second down and 3 yards to go. Ball shy of the Nemaha Central 40. They push it from right to left here in quarter number 2. Receiver far side left, that is Chulions. They also put Strothman out there as well, the junior. He is the slot left. Right side hash. Ball is snapped. Sights the carry, and he is hit immediately after maybe forward progress gets him to the 40 for a gain of 2. And he's driven back there, but it's going to bring up third down and 1. After positive yards there for Sights, he had a big 33-yard run on that last touchdown drive. Now Osage City has to burn another timeout. So obviously they didn't like what they had set up there on third down and 1. And again, a timeout on the field. We'll step aside for a quick 30 seconds. We're back after this. We are tied 14-14 here on KNZA.
November is American Diabetes Month and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central, Osage City, deadlocked 14-14. 4:26 to go in this opening half, quarterfinals here in the Class 2A playoffs. Out of the timeout, Nemaha Central third down and 1 at their own 40-yard line. They go trips left. Carter Hike designed run and forward progress just tripped up. It looks like he just got enough for the first down. He did. Noah Martinez in on the stop, but Nemaha Central needing a yard. They got 1.5 there from Carter Hike. Moved the sticks. Just inside the midfield stripe at the 47, first and 10, Nemaha Central. Carter Hike in the gun, two receivers left, one right, tight end tucked up to the right side. Clock is on the move, exactly 4 minutes to go in this half. Deadlocked at 14. Hike settles, chest high snap, stands in the pocket, he is tripped and down he goes. That's a quarterback sack for Noah Martinez. That is the fourth sack of the season for Noah Martinez. And that's going to drop him back to the 39. Not a huge loss, but nonetheless still goes down as a sack, a loss of about 3 yards. Second down and a long 12 after the sack. 14-14 tie. Tight end tucked up left, ball between the hash marks, chest high snap. Hike keeps it himself, and he'll get the lost yardage back, and then maybe one or two more after that. He's going to get 4. And now third down and a long 8 coming up for Nemaha Central. A 14-14 tie, 3 minutes clock moving first half. Battle of number 2 and number 3 in the state, and it has lived up to the hype so far. Big third down, though, for Nemaha Central. Third down, a long 8 yards to go. They are shy of the 45. Pushing it from right to left. Two wide receivers right, one near side left. Hike rolling to his right, far side of the field, directing traffic. He's got to do something with it. He takes off. He'll be well shy of the first down. He gets across the 45 to about the 47, so a gain of about 4, maybe 5. And now decision for Nemaha Central. They have fourth down and a long 4 to go. The ball is just shy of midfield. There's 20 seconds on the play clock, 2:15 clock moving on the game clock. This like Nemaha Central is going to run down as much time as they can here and see what decision they make. If they force the punt, Osage City does. They'll have a little bit of time here before the half. Again, Osage City, they won the toss, elected to receive. So Nemaha Central will get the ball to start the second half, and the Thunder do burn a timeout. Fourth down and four coming up. A tie game, 14-14, just south of 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, out of the timeout, Nemaha Central comes out in punt formation facing fourth down and four, just shy of midfield. 1:58 to go in the half, a 14-14 tie here at Osage City. It is a high snap. It's brought down. The kick is on the way. High spiral kick and a fair catch at the 19-yard line, and Osage City will have a timeout at a minute 53 to go. Try to add some points before the half. Osage City won the toss, chose to receive. They scored just two plays into the game on a 70-yard pass from Parsons to Stark. Nemaha Central then scored 14 unanswered into the second quarter, but after Nemaha Central scored to go up 14-7, Dylan Teal took that ensuing kickoff back 75 yards. And that's where we stand, a 14-14 tie. First and 10, Osage City, just outside their own 20-yard line. Parsons in the shotgun set. They send Silver in motion. Parsons on a keeper himself. He gets through the initial wave, and he is blasted across the 25 to the 26 for a gain of about 7 yards. Good first down run for Parsons. That brings up second down and three. In Osage City, just one timeout left. Clock is moving at a minute and a half to go. They got a ways to go. They missed a field goal earlier in this half as well. Now they're trying to set up a screen here, and Parsons just chucks one out of bounds and avoided a sack. He was dropped down in the backfield, and now we get a whistle from the far side of the field, and I think there might be a flag on the play. Let's see what the call is. It is going to be against Osage City. Waiting for the white cap to make the call. A legal man downfield is the call. So that's going to drop him back. That is the fifth penalty in this first half against Osage City. So it drops him back to second down at 8. Ball just hovered past the 20-yard line. A minute 21 to go in the half. 14-14 tie. Parsons in the gun. Second down and 8. Takes a chest high snap. Looking left. Fires that way. It is caught. Out of bounds by Quentin Stark. They needed 8. They got 10. That is a nice design play. And Stark, who caught the touchdown on the second play of the game, that's his second catch of the half. That one for 10 yards and a first down. Chest high snap once again. They want to run a pump and go. Here's a shot. Far sideline. It is dropped at the 40. The wide open receiver was Tate Smith. He had a couple steps on the Nemaha Central defender, and that could have been a monstrous play, but Smith dropped the pass. That was a well-accurate throw by Parsons, dropped by Smith. And Nemaha Central avoiding what could have been disastrous. Second down and 10 at the 30-yard line. We're at 1:10 to go in the half. We're deadlocked at 14. Trips right, a man left, ball left side hash, and now a flag pre-snap. And a false start is going to appear to be the call. Six first-half penalties for Osage City, and that's going to drop him back 5. Back to the 25-yard line. Once again, breaking it down, 14-14 tie. 70 seconds remain here until halftime. Ball closer to the far side, hash left, trips right, a man left, short side. Helmet high snap, design quarterback run, near side, Parsons tripped up at the 32, and a good tackle by Brody Cook, the sophomore, upended after a 6-yard pickup by Parsons. And that gets the penalty yards back plus one. Third down and 9 at the Osage City 32-yard line. Clock is still moving. 48 seconds to go, and Osage City doesn't appear to be in any hurry. They do have one timeout, but again, Nemaha Central, they don't want to give Nemaha Central any opportunity to touch the ball before halftime. So this is a big play here. 33 seconds. They're running down the play clock here. There's the snap. He's got some time. They want the screen now directing traffic, and they have to throw it in the dirt. Incomplete, and now a late flag comes in. Might be a legal man downfield once again. That would be the second time on this drive that that's happened. I think they're pointing at 55. That's the sophomore center, Camden Jackson. And that is the call. Not going to decline the penalty. So, 25 seconds remain in the half, and Osage City is going to have to punt it away. Well, Nemaha Central, see if they can maybe bust a return here. Osage City couldn't do much there. A couple of penalties killing that drive. There's a high snap on the punt, and here's the boot from left to right. That's going to drop in front of Strothman. It's going to bounce inside the 30, rested up at the 27-yard line. But just 16 seconds left in the half, so not sure how aggressive Nemaha Central tries to get here. They have very little time. Coming up on our Highland Community College halftime show, we'll get you caught up on some of the first half stats. We'll let you know how it dissected out through the first two quarters, run through some other scores from around the area as well. But we have had a good one here as we are about to be at the half. They aren't going into an eel formation. Hike will be in the shotgun set, trips right. On 27-yard line, just 16 seconds remaining in the half. Ike looking right, directing traffic, pointing with the right hand, taps the chest, settles in, staggered stance, left foot in front. He's going to keep it himself, off tackle left, cuts it back up on the hash marks. He'll get shy of the 35, and that will probably be the final play of the first half after a gain of about 6 yards, and that will take us to halftime. Number 2 and number 3 in the state living up to it here in the 2A quarterfinals here in Osage City. 14-14 tie. Halftime show is next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Timeout on the field. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. As you gather with family in thankful celebration, please remember to thank the farmers that grow all the bounty you enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
Young farmers play a pivotal role in today's agriculture world. If you're a young or beginning farmer looking to invest in your first farm, stop by and visit with an ag lender here at United Bank and Trust. We offer many different solutions that allow you to be able to afford and invest your hard-earned dollars in ground for generations to come. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime show again brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Brandon Tamman, Ray Penning, our studio producer. 14-14 tie here at Osage City. Nemaha Central and the Indians here in the sectional round of the Class 2A playoffs. And Osage City, it didn't take them too long. They won the toss, elected to receive. And on play number two of that opening drive, it was Kaysen Parsons who found Quentin Stark down the near sideline for 70 yards. And just like that, not even 40 seconds in, Osage City jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Thunder first drive had a big botched play that lost a bunch of yards on third down. They went three and out, gave it back to Osage City, but Thunder defense held and forced a three and out. Then the Thunder had their second drive start from their own 7-yard line, and they took a lengthy drive well into the second quarter. And on fourth down from 11 yards out, they ran a reverse pass. Hike took the snap, gave it to Camden Schmitz, who then tossed it into the end zone from 11 yards out to Mason Shulions, and that tied the game at 7-7 early portions of the second quarter. The Osage City drive after that resulted in a missed 26-yard field goal. They drove down into the red zone, but a pass interference call in the end zone that took off a touchdown, again, off the board, and then they resulted in a missed 26-yard field goal, so it stayed tied at 7. Nemaha Central got the ball at the 20 and worked another drive that covered 80 yards. And on another fourth down play, fourth and goal at the 1, Carter Hike able to muscle his way in. So after that, it was 14 unanswered for Nemaha Central. They had the 14-7 lead and couldn't even get back from the timeout before Dylan Teal took the ensuing kickoff back 75 yards to the house. And that tied the game after the extra point, 14-14. Both teams exchanging punts on drives after that. And that took us to halftime, where Nemaha Central will get the ball to start the second half. But again, a 14-14 tie. We'll go through some of the numbers in the first half right after this here on KNZA.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance,
785-336-2040. Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime again brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, but far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Here in Osage City at the half, Nemaha Central and the Indians deadlocked here at 14-14. Just going through some of the first half numbers in this game. Of course, Carter Hike, the heavy workload for Nemaha Central, unofficially just 2 of 3 passing for 3 yards, but 24 carries for Carter Hike in the first half. He had 132 yards and a touchdown. Of course, if you missed any of the first half, Nemaha Central's first touchdown was on a fourth down play at the 11-yard line, and it was Camden Schmitz on a reverse, and then passing it to Mason Shulions for a little trickeration, which tied the game at that point 7-7. But Carter Hike, again, the other touchdown, which gave Nemaha Central the lead at 14-7 in the second quarter. But Osage City, again, took the ensuing kickoff. Dylan Teal, 75 yards, tied it at that point, and we stayed there through the rest of the second period. 5 carries, 45 yards for Jaden Seitz. He was the only other Thunder athlete who really had much going in that first half offensively. Osage City, Kaysen Parsons, their quarterback, unofficially 5 of 6 passing for 114 yards and a touchdown. Of course, that touchdown covered 70 yards to Quentin Stark. Stark had 2 catches for 80 yards and that touchdown in the first half. Also, Reed Silver, sophomore running back, he had 1 catch for 20 yards, also had a couple of carries for 7 yards. And then Tate Smith, the junior wide receiver, had 2 catches for 14 yards, and on that last drive for Osage City, Tate Smith dropped a pass, had a defender beat down the near sideline. That could have resulted in another long touchdown, but a drop pass there by Smith ultimately ended that drive right before halftime. That's some of the first half numbers. Again, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting, that is with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, our score at the half, Nemaha Central and Osage City deadlocked at 14-14. We'll check some of the scores from around the area when we come back as our Highland Community College halftime show continues right after this.
Whether you're an individual or a business in need of a vehicle, head to Holthouse Auto House. Just ask the owners of Lilith Back Road.
It is a family-owned. My husband raises beef, and we sell hamburgers, roast beef sandwiches. It's all our own meat that we have raised. I'm constantly going to Topeka, to Manhattan, to get stuff for the business, supplies and stuff, and I need a truck to haul all this. He hooked me up with this 2014, and I love this truck. I drive it every day.
Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom-built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest, stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Metro Appliance in Seneca, your smoking hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning. Maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Metro Appliance in Seneca, 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemitchellappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoking hot deal today at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime here in Osage City. Two-way quarterfinals. Indians and Thunder deadlocked at 14-14. Brandon Tam and Ray Pinning with you. Going through some scores from around the area. State action here tonight, mid-November, quarterfinal action. Congratulations to Centralia, Class 1A. They went down to St. Mary's. Colgan, Panthers dominate. And I mean Panthers, Centralia. It was a battle of the Panthers, but Centralia on the road. An early start time, a game you heard on 92-1. Crittenden Prophet had the call, but Centralia 46. St. Mary's Colgan 14, so Centralia on to the semifinals next week. Their opponent is to be determined. 96.9 KOZA in the Cobra Channel right now. Jackson Heights at home leading Rossville. That score is 24-14 at the half. Winner of that game gets Centralia next week. By the way, Jacob Blinty for Centralia, 27 carries, 262 yards, and 4 touchdowns. A dynamite performance from Centralia's Jacob Flinty here tonight. So congratulations to Centralia. Big win on the road at St. Mary's Colgan. They will be taking on the winner of Jackson Heights and Rossville, which again, that score 24-14 in favor of Jackson Heights at the half. As always, our score updates, they are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthouseautohouse.com. A final two-minute timeout. We're deadlocked at 14. Don't go anywhere. Second half coverage is coming up next here on KNZA.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Omaha Central and Osage City tied at 14-14 as we get set to start the second half of play here in Osage City. Indians and Thunder deadlocked 14-14. Brandon Tabman, Ray Penning, our studio producer, keeping us locked in and on the air as always. Appreciate the hard work back in our studios. Again, the Indians won the toss, elected to receive. So Omaha Central will get the ball here to start the second half of play. It is teed up between the hash marks at the 40-yard line. Osage City kicking off from right to left. Omaha Central quarter three will move it from left to right. Winner moves on to the sub-state round. Omaha Central still trying to fight for their third straight championship. It's a very short kick, and it's taken at the 30-yard line, and that is about all they got, a yard or two, but still good field position here for Omaha Central at their own 31-yard line. Omaha Central got down 7-0 early, scored 14 unanswered to lead 14-7 mid-second quarter, and after that second Omaha Central touchdown, Teal took that ensuing kickoff back 75 yards to tie the game, and that is where we have been stuck since about the midway portion of the second quarter. Here we go. First play of the third quarter. First and 10, Omaha Central at the 31-yard line. Near side hash moving left to right. Two receivers right, two left, and now a keeper for Hike. Good opening there, and he'll fall forward across the 35 to the 36 for a gain of about 5 yards. And right about a 5-yard pickup for Carter Hike, who had 24 carries in the first half unofficially for 132 yards. As always, a heavy workload for the junior quarterback and reigning 2A Offensive Player of the Year. Second down and 5 at the 36, just underway third quarter, 14-14 tie. Strothman, the man in motion, they fake it to him. Carter Hike going to keep it himself behind his left guard in Reese Garrity. He'll get 2, and that's it. The weight falling on top of Garrity and forward for a gain of 2 yards. And Dylan Teal, who had the kickoff return touchdown, made the stop there. Third down and 3 yards to go. Opening drive of the second half. It has been an exciting game between two of the top three teams here in the classification. Southeast of Saline, the number one ranked team. Omaha Central, number two. Osage City, number three. Big third down here, first drive of the second half. Third down and 3 outside the 40-yard line, I should say. Here's Carter Hike again. Nice opening, first down, and he's shy of the 45. He is knocked down at the 44, so a first down run for Carter Hike, just shy of the 45. A little bit slower pace here on this opening drive. We saw at times in the first half, Nemaha Central getting on the ball quickly on a couple of touchdown drives and now taking their time here. Coming out of the huddle, first and 10, just shy of their own 45-yard line. Ball between the hash marks. Hike in the gun. Sidecar left, a running back. Tight end tucked up left as well. Sites will go out left side, and they will keep it with Hike once again. Another carry, no surprise. Shy of midfield. Momentum carries them to the 49 for another solid first down run. This one of five, depending on the spot, maybe closer to 4 yards. The ball just shy of midfield. Gain of four, second down and 6 yards to go. We welcome our listeners here on 92.1 KMZA that just heard Centralia go down to St. Mary's Colgan and get a big-time win. So, Centralia, congrats to them. We welcome our listeners here, now simulcasting on 92.1 and 103.9. Osage City, Nemaha Central tied at 14, just getting underway in the second half. First drive of the second half here for Nemaha Central. Carter Hike bullying his way into Osage City territory. Momentum for a first-down run. He needed six, and he got about 10. Simple, simple plays for Nemaha Central. He is a tough body to bring down, and he is putting up a massive workload here tonight. He had 24 carries unofficially in the first half. He's already got 5 carries here on this opening drive of the third quarter, and now Nemaha Central first and 10 at the Osage City 42-yard line. Ball between the hash marks, trips wide to the right, and a running back. Sidecar left, now shifting back to the right. That's sophomore Brady Cook. He will lead block. Hike gets outside the hash marks. The flag is thrown. This could be coming back. And that was going to be, if it is on Nemaha Central, that's going to be their first penalty of the game, and that takes away a nice run potentially. Let's see the call. Osage City had some trouble with penalties in the first half. They had 6, including a couple that cost them on a couple drives. Had a big pass interference penalty that took a touchdown off the board. Now still waiting for the white cap official to make the call, and they're going to wave off the flag. No penalty against Nemaha Central. Osage City fans do not agree. And that run for Hike appeared to be about 9 yards. So the ball settles at the 30-yard line. And that was enough, that previous run for a first down. So first and 10 at Nemaha Central at the Osage City 30-yard line. Moving from left to right, first drive of the second half, 14-14 tie. 8 seconds on the play clock here. Nemaha's got to get on the line quickly. And Hike in the shotgun by himself. No surprise. Designed quarterback run, bullying his way once again for a first down near the 20. Might be just shy of the first down, but Carter Hike is just living up the middle, and his offensive line working hard for him. It'll be shy of the first down. It's a gain of 9 yards, so his last 3 carries have gone for 29 yards unofficially. Second down and 1, just outside the red zone. 14-14 tie, just under 8 minutes to go, third quarter. Carter Hike again, nice little hole. He's got a first down, keeping the legs churning inside the 15, and he's down to the 14-yard line for another first down carry. Hike again on the carry. Look at that. Hike has been in on every play this drive. He has been the leader. Now he throws a quick pass out to the far side, trying to get a block. It's Stroffman. He gets outside, and he's drilled, but he should be close. Or might have the first down. A little pitch and catch to Strothman on the outside. And just waiting, again, far side of the field. If it was enough for a first down, it is. So Strothman finally being utilized here in this opening half. That's his first catch of the game, and now it is goal-to-go territory here inside the 5. Here's Carter Hike, left side run. Does he have enough? Yes, sir. Touchdown, Nemaha Central. They take the opening drive all the way down the field, covering 69 yards in the second rushing touchdown tonight, make it 33 on the season for Carter Hike, and Nemaha Central captures the lead right back here in the early portions of the third. It's now 20-14. Levi Thomas will try to tack on the extra point. The hold by Mason Chulions. There's the snap. Chulions puts it down. The kick is on the way. And it's no good. So we stay 20-14. 7:26 to go, third quarter. Back at 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A 69-yard opening touchdown drive to start the second half for Nemaha Central. Carter Hike, a 4-yard run to cap it off. About 4.5 minutes off the clock on that drive, and a missed extra point now keeps the score 20-14 in favor of Nemaha Central right here on 92.1 and 103.9. Brandon Tam and Ray Pinning in studio here at Osage City. Now Nemaha Central will kick it off from left to right, teed up between the hash marks at the 40. Indians will get their first opportunity with the ball here in the second half of play. Thomas has it teed up. Nemaha Central leading 20-14, and here is the low line boot. Bounces up into the hands of Teal, who had the kickoff return touchdown in the first half. He is swarmed up on. He doesn't get much here. And he is down at about the 32-yard line. And that is where Osage City will take over their opening drive here of the third quarter. We've had multiple lead changes in this game, and right now the Thunder leading it 20-14. 7:20 to go in this third quarter. Kaysen Parsons in the first half, he was 5-6 passing for 114 yards and a touchdown. He also had 8 carries for 50 yards. Stands in the shotgun set. They move it from right to left. Far side hash is where it's set. They'll toss it here. Left side run. This is Silver, and he'll get past the initial wave and forward progress for a gain of about 4 on a left side pitch. Bottled up. It'll bring up second down and about 6 yards to go after 4 for Silver. Osage City on the ball quickly. Little hurry up here. Chest high snap. They toss a screen here to Stark, who had the big 70-yard strike in the first quarter. And he'll get pushed out of bounds. Shy of the first down. They'll get about 4 there. Bring up third down and 2. Third catch here in the game for Stark, leading receiver for Osage City. Third down, 2 yards to go. Ball at the Osage City 42-yard line. Under 7 minutes to go in this third quarter. Nemaha Central leading this game 20-14. Here's Parsons. They fake the reverse. He's got a first down and more. He's up to midfield, and down he goes there. Gain of 8 yards for Kaysen Parsons and a first down for Osage City. Osage City trying to get on the ball quickly. First down and 10 right at midfield. Ball on the near side hash. Indians moving from right to left. They go trips right. They throw it that way. It was nearly batted away, but the screen is caught by Teal. Down the sideline he goes for a big play and more. He's at the 30, 25, 20. Stiff arms, tripped up, and he finds his way into the end zone, or is he down shy of the end zone? They're going to say he is down. He might have stepped out of bounds at the 2-yard line. It's a gain of 48 yards. Boy, Stark now having a night. That sets up Osage City first and goal inside the 5. A simple screen to the right side of the field. And Stark with an impressive display. And now a high snap. Parsons has to pull it down. He tries to run it in. He's going to be short of the goal line by about a yard. It's going to bring up second down and goal at the 1. What a response here from Osage City if they can capitalize and get it into the end zone. Osage City, they have had some big plays in this game. Second down and goal at about the 1, maybe the 2. Parsons in the gun. They send Teal in motion. They fake it to him. Parsons takes right side. Is he in? Yes. Touchdown, Indians. Ties the game at 20-20. at exactly 6 minutes to go in the third. That was not even a 90-second drive for Osage City to come back. And now an extra point away from taking the lead. Parsons having himself a night. His first rushing touchdown in this game. He's got now 18 rushing touchdowns on the season. And Osage City an extra point away from taking the lead. That drive covered 68 yards in not even 90 seconds. 81 seconds to be exact. Osage City awaits the snap, looking for the extra point to take the lead. Snap, hold down, kick on the way. It's good. Osage City takes the lead. It didn't take them long. 21-20, exactly 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Both teams have scored on their opening drives here in the second half. We'll pause for a timeout back in 30 seconds here on KMCA and 92.1 KMZA.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Osage City with a 68-yard touchdown drive capped off by Kaysen Parsons on a 2-yard run. Extra point good. And that extra point has given Osage City a 21-20 lead over Nemaha Central. Exactly 6 minutes to go in this third quarter. That drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. WilsonTireKS.com. And the kickoff is blown dead, it appears. And not sure what the issue is by the officials, but looks like we're going to have to re-kick. So it was 14-14 at the half. Nemaha Central got it first, executed a 69-yard drive in about 4.5 minutes, but they missed the extra point, led 20-14, and then Osage City, 81 seconds on their touchdown drive. It's all it took. They got a big screen pass to Quentin Stark that covered 48 yards. And then Parsons ran it in from about 2 yards out. And the extra point by Osage City was good, and that's the difference so far. 21-20 as we are lined up to set and kick it off another time here. Here's the approach, and here's a low squib kick. Bounces high into the hands of Carter Hike at the 20-yard line, and he slipped up there at about the 25. And Carter Hike to the 26-yard line, and Nemaha Central takes over, second drive of the third quarter. Nemaha Central now trailing again. It's 21-20. Carter Hike had 24 carries in the first half. He had 9 carries alone on that first touchdown drive here in the second half. So he has been a bulk of the offense once again for Nemaha Central. No surprise. Takes it himself. Shimmies his way left side of the line and tripped up, falling right on top of the 30-yard line for a short gain on first down. Reed Silver, the sophomore, in on the stop. Looks to be a 3-yard pickup there for Carter Hike, and it's going to bring up second down and 7 right at the 30-yard line. Nemaha Central taking their time, breaking the huddle. Clock on the move at 5:24 left here, opening quarter of the second half, third quarter. 21-20 Osage City. Carter Hike again, right between the tackles. Ball popped out, and Osage City says they have the ball, and they do. The first mistake of the game, and by mistake I mean turnover, and Nemaha Central gives it up inside their own 35-yard line. Hike with a simple run between the tackles, bodies in between them, the ball just squirts out, and Osage City with a 21-20 lead forced the first turnover of the game, and now they take over at Nemaha Central's 36-yard line. best starting field position for either side in this game, and a big opportunity here for Osage City as they go to Silver, breaks a tackle, right side run, and he is near a first on the far side of the field. Momentum shifting here to Osage City. It's a gain of 9 for Silver. Well, both coaches in our pregame mentioned turnovers, and both teams were good about it until that last play, and Hike turning it over. Now second down and 1 here for Osage City. Parsons a designed run. Right side he goes. He'll have a first down, maybe a couple yards more to the 25. Gain of about 3 yards. Well, the Osage City fans feeling momentum shifting in their direction. They lead it 21-20, 4:37, clock moving third quarter. They are on the move after the Nemaha Central turnover. First down and 10, Parsons, casual in the pocket. He wants a deep shot near side towards the end zone. Jump ball, it's incomplete. Sites with good coverage. He had Stark blanketed. And it's incomplete, second down and 10. Just the second incompletion tonight, although Parsons hasn't thrown it a ton. They took a shot, one-on-one coverage, and Sites with great coverage on a very good receiver in Quentin Stark, who is over 100 yards. Receiving tonight. Second down and 10, Nemaha Central 25-yard line. 21-20, Osage City, 4:27 left, third quarter. Trips left, Silver in motion. They fake it to him. Parsons had a steam up the middle, and a good gain there on second down and 10. He'll get about 6, maybe 7, depending on the spot. And a much more manageable third down. Appears they give him 6, which will bring up third down and 4. They are on the ball quickly. Two receivers left, two right. Parsons will drop it. Silver out of the backfield, right side, makes a couple guys miss, and he is going to be close to a first down. Nemaha Central had a chance to get him around the line of scrimmage, and it is a first down. Needing 4, he got 4.5. Again, the Thunder had an opportunity to pull him down short of the line to gain. They could not do so. Silver makes a couple guys miss. And just enough, needing 4 yards to move the sticks. First down and 10, Osage City at the Nemaha Central 15-yard line. They empty the backfield here. Trips right, 2 left. Ball closer to the right side hash. Parsons directing traffic, changing plays at the line of scrimmage. Now they toss a quick screen here left side. This is Teal. Cuts it up on the hash marks, and he's tripped up at the 11 for a gain of 4. Daniel Childress in on the stop for Nemaha Central. And officially a gain of 3. And Teal had the 75-yard kickoff return touchdown, but that's only his second touch on offense here in this game. Then Quentin Stark on the outside who's led the charge along with Parsons. Second down and 7 at the 10-yard line. Osage City trying to add to a 1-point lead. They set up a screen. It's tossed to Severin Rummel, the tight end. Good open field tackle on the play. That's Brady Cook in on the stop, the sophomore. It's a minimal gain of about 2, maybe 3, and now third down and 4 coming up. First catch tonight for the junior tight end, Severin Rummel. His 11th catch of the season puts him right at 200 yards. For the season. Big third down and about 3.5 yards to go here inside the Nemaha Central 10. Ball near side hash. Parsons now looking back towards the near sideline, getting a play change here. Got a tight end tucked up left side. That's Tate Smith, the receiver. Right side, that's Teal. Now they toss it. Teal's way. He is open, but he is drilled shy of the end zone, but it should be enough for the first, depending on the spot. Boy, he was hit hard by Mason Shulions. He needed about 3.5, and he got 4. Or wait, hold on. Is he short? Boy, they're going to bring out a measurement here. Boy, it's a crucial play here in this third quarter. 2:01 to go. 21-20, Osage City. It's either going to be first and goal or fourth and about a half yard. So let's see what the dissection is here. Stretch the chain, and that looks to be a little bit short. About a half yard, fourth down, less than a yard to go for Osage City. You know they're going to go for it. This is a monstrous play. Nemaha Central a chance to get a stop after they had the first turnover of the game on their last drive, which set up the Indians here at the Thunder 36-yard line, and now they have it fourth down, less than a yard to go at the Thunder 5. Can the Thunder defense bow up one time and get a massive stop here? 21-20 Osage City. Clock moving, under 2 minutes to go in the third. Fourth down, a half yard to go. Parsons, bunch set, but he's in the gun. Design quarterback run, right side, he has it, and more. Touchdown, Indians. And that extends the Osage City lead to 27-20 at 1:47 to go in the third. So the turnover is very costly for Nemaha Central. The second rushing touchdown here in the second half for Kaysen Parsons. He is now up to 19 rushing touchdowns this season. And I'm wondering here if Osage City goes for two to try to make this a two-possession game, and they will. This is also a very big play. 27-20, they're going for two. Man in motion is Stark. Parsons faking to him. He's rolling right, throws it that way, and I think it's incomplete. It is. He's out of bounds. So they stop the two-point conversion and keeps it at a one-possession game. But again, the Nemaha Central turnover costly, and Parsons from 5 yards out on fourth and less than a yard gives Osage City a 27-20 lead. 1:47 to go in the third. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ray Penning, our studio producer. Brennan Tamman with you here on KNZA 103.9, also 92.1 KMZA. Appreciate our listeners on both sides. As right now, Nemaha Central in search of their third consecutive two-way state championship. But right now here in the quarterfinals, they trail at Osage City 27-20, late portions of the third quarter. Kaysen Parsons capping off a short 36-yard drive, fourth and a half yard. He takes it in from 5 yards out, but the two-point conversion was no good, which was huge, keeping this at a one-score game here for Nemaha Central. Osage City booting it from right to left. Very good kick, and Hike backing up, slips at the goal line, and now is going to take it and angling left, right back down the middle, spins away from one. He'll get across the 20 to the 23, and that's is where Nemaha Central takes over. How do they respond after giving it up on their last drive in what was the first turnover of the game? It was a Carter Hike fumble, which set up that last touchdown drive by Osage City. But it is still only a one-possession game. 1:40 to go, third quarter. Osage City here at home leading Nemaha Central 27-20. First and 10 here for the Thunder. Their own 23-yard line. They move it from left to right. Ball between the hash marks. Two wide receivers near side right. Carter Hike once again tried to leap over the line of scrimmage. Positive yards, but not much. Two, maybe three at best. And a long two there. Second down and about eight to go. Well, it's second down and a long seven, a short eight. Late portions of the third quarter. Season on the line for both of these teams. Hike dropping back, showing pass, and now he has to take off, and he's able to get something out of it. He was hit in the backfield, and just the strength from Carter Hike is going to salvage two, maybe three up the middle. He avoided a sack. Ball shy of the 30-yard line at the 29, so minimal yards, but positive ones. But now third down and four coming up for Nemaha Central. Final 44 seconds. In the third quarter, Osage City leading this game 27-20. Nemaha Central breaks the huddle. Monster third down here late third quarter as they trail by a touchdown. Fans getting a little rowdy here near side. Ike takes the snap. Rare drop back. Throws it into the flat. Sites with the catch, and he's got a first down. He's flipped over. But a flag on the field. And this is a big call. It was a pitch and catch on the screen to Sites for 6 yards and a first down, but this may be coming back. Nemaha Central all night have been avoiding penalties. Well, the Whitecap official looking towards the Nemaha Central sideline. This might be on Osage City. And it is on Osage City. And that is a first down for Nemaha Central. Well, it didn't appear at first it was going to be on Osage City, but either way, they converted on third down. And Nemaha Central catching a break there. And they get a fresh set, first and 10 at their own 39-yard line. Final 20 seconds here in this third quarter. It has been a dandy of a game here tonight, and we still got one more quarter of action. Indians leading 27-20. First and 10, Thunder. As Hike takes the snap, faking, firing, deep shot, left sideline. It is a jump ball, and that baby appears to be caught at the 30-yard line. How about that for a pitch and catch of 30 yards to Strothman? And Strothman, just his second catch tonight. It goes for 30 and a first down. Clock is on the move. 10 seconds to go just outside the Osage City 30. Well, Nemaha Central hike it. They do. Strothman on a screen, and he dropped it. And that stops the clock. 2.3 seconds to go. Well, maybe a little surprising that Thunder didn't decide to take it to the fourth, but they tried to run a quick play. They had it open to Strothman on the left side, just dropped the screen. Now second down and 10 at the 31. Near 30-yard pass play, officially 20 yards for Strothman there. Now second down and 10. This will be the final play of the third quarter. Hike right up the middle. He'll get about half the yards needed, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter. Number two, number three in the state, duking it out here in Osage City. Nemaha Central, they're on the move, but they trail 27-20. They got third and medium coming up after the timeout. Again, fourth quarter action coming your way. Don't go anywhere. It's Nemaha Central trailing here at Osage City. 27-20, fourth quarter coming up next.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom-built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Helmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Huge play to start the fourth quarter. Third and 5 here for Nemaha Central inside the Osage City 30. Here's a design quarterback run. Carter Hike up the middle. He's got a first down, a little bit more as well. He is inside the red zone down to about the 17-yard line, and a big conversion for Nemaha Central. Carter Hike leading the charge once again. Thunder trailing here at Osage City 27-20. Thunder now in the red zone, trying to get this game tied up. Carter Hike under center, bunch set. Man in motion is Strothman. They fake him the pitch. Hike keeps it himself, cuts it up quickly inside the hash marks and inside the 15 to about the 13. Another good first down carry here for Carter Hike. And officially about the halfway points. Now second and 5. 45 seconds gone by fourth quarter. Nemaha Central trailing here at Osage City, 27-20, but they have it. Second down and 5 at the Osage City 12-yard line. Carter Hike, shotgun set, sights, sidecar right. They're going to go sights now, straight up the middle. A little bit of momentum pushing him inside the 10. He'll be close to a first down, but maybe short by about a yard. Sites has had a nice evening here. Outside of Hike, Sites been utilized more than any other Thunder player on offense. Now we might get a measurement here. So it was on second and 5. He is right about on the stick. So it's going to be first and goal or third and about a half yard, depending on the measurement here. Osage City wasted little time, and at the beginning of this game, they got the ball first, and on play number 2, they connected on a 70-yard pass from Parsons to Stark. Nemaha Central took 2 unanswered touchdowns into the second quarter, then leading 14-7, Osage City tied it on a kickoff return touchdown from Teal. It was 14-14 at the half, and Osage City taking advantage of a turnover by Nemaha Central in the third quarter and also a missed extra point. Right now, it's a 27-20 Osage City lead. The measurement was short, so it is third down and about a half yard to go. Outside the Osage City 5-yard line, 2 of the touchdowns for Nemaha Central tonight have been scored on fourth down. They would much rather have first down here. Here's Hike right up the middle, keeps the feet churning. He's close to the goal line. Is he in? Yes, he is. Touchdown, Nemaha Central. This time they don't need fourth down. They do it on third and short, and an extra point away from tying this game, even 2 minutes into this fourth quarter. What a response for Nemaha Central on this drive. That covered 77 yards. And here is Levi Thomas, who missed his last extra point. And this one will tie the game. High snap, Julian's hold, and the kick is on the way. He comes back strong and boots it through. 27-27 tie, 10:26 to go in the game. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central coming back strong, a 77-yard touchdown drive. Carter Hike, a 7-yard run, extra point good. Osage City and Nemaha Central deadlocked at 27-27, 10:26 to go in the game. Thunder, storylines aplenty as they try to keep their hopes alive for a three-peat championship, and they're tied here early portions of the fourth. Here's Teal, right side run. He's hit and dropped. Good return. He'll be up to about the 37-38. So Osage City with a good kickoff return again from Teal, who had a kickoff return touchdown in the first half. Osage City will now have it at their own 38-yard line. A 27-27 tie at 10:20 to go in the game. It was 14-14 at the half. It was 27-20 Osage City at the end of 3. And Carter Hike just a moment ago with another touchdown run. And we are deadlocked. First play here of this drive for Osage City. They go to Parsons, stuttering, waiting for a block. He is hit. Stropman, the first man there, and he gets him down. Forward progress to the 41, but just 2 yards on the play. That'll bring up second down and 8. Ball at the Osage City, 41-yard line. They operate here in the fourth quarter from left to right. This game has lived up to the hype, and it's coming down to the final 10 minutes. A 27-27 tie. Second down and 8 at the 41. Ball near side hash. Parsons in the gun. Helmet high snap. Fakes the screen. Keeps it himself. Gets by one tackler, and then not the other 3 or 4. Nemaha Central defenders. Minimal yardage for 2, maybe 3. and a huge third down play coming up for Osage City. Can Nemaha Central get a monster stop here? Ball at the 43-yard line of Osage City. It's third down and 7 yards to go. Parsons in the gun, sends a man in motion. That is Greg from right to left. They want the screen. It's caught middle of the field. Flag is thrown, and great open field tackle anyways for Camden Schmitz. It was only a gain of 2. The flag came from the backside judge. It's going to be a holding call against Osage City. Fans don't like the call. So they're going to move it back. That screen pass went for 2. If they declined the penalty, it would have been about 4th and 4, maybe 5, but they will take the penalty here. Now backs them up to 3rd and long. So back inside the 35-yard line, 3rd and about 16, maybe 17. But again, it is 3rd and long after the penalty. Belt high snap, Parsons spinning, firing, deep shot, far sideline, coming back, it's caught at midfield. It is a first down, and Stark beat sights on that carry and catch. 19 yards and a first down on 3rd and a mile. Wow, what a catch for Stark. What a conversion for Osage City. They're now in Nemaha Central territory at the 49. They convert on 3rd and 17. And that changes things drastically here. 1st and 10 inside midfield. Here's the reverse near side and not much there. Good tackle again by Strothman. Maybe a yard at best. That was Tyson Gregg, the senior, who took the reverse there from left to right. And he got no gain on the play. Strothman made the stop. First touch on offense for Greg here tonight. 2nd and 10 at the 49 of Nemaha Central. 8:34 to go in the game. We're deadlocked at 27. Belt high snap. Parsons spins in his hands. Another deep shot. Far side. Sykes there. Tipped in the air. Great defense that time for Sykes. As they were looking for Stark once again, who's had a monster night. And now that's going to bring up 3rd down and 10 at the 49. Great coverage that time. Osage City taking their opportunities here. 3rd and 10
for the Indians.
Taking their time here, I should say. Clock is stopped, 8:23. Well, the play clock's running down at 10 right now. They're addressing the ball. 3rd down and 10, just inside the midfield stripe. Big opportunity for Nemaha Central. Parsons sending Teal in motion from right to left. Chest high snap. They throw it to Teal out of the backfield. He's got a heavy dose of steam, and he is blasted by Hike, and he might be a yard shy of the first down. And he is. So Hike saved a first down with a monster hit stick, but 9 yards there on the pickup. And here we go. It is 4th down and 1 at the Nemaha Central 40-yard line. 27-27 tie. We're under 8 minutes to go in the game. Far side hash. Parsons takes the snap. Quarterback run. He's hit. That is going to be close. It is hard to tell by the angle. Nemaha Central thinks they got a stop. Osage City saying they got the first down. It all depends on the spot. He needed a yard. Does he have enough? Well, I haven't seen the first down call yet, and I think we're going to get a measurement here. Wow, what a play this is going to turn out to be. Our third measurement here in the second half. This is either going to be 1st and 10 for Osage City or a turnover on downs. A crucial call here by the Chan Gang. Is it enough? We are about to find out. And he's got it by about a half a yard. First down, Osage City. 4th and 1. Nemaha Central had a chance. Parsons, the quarterback keeper, got a yard and maybe 6 inches after that. First down and 10 inside the Nemaha Central 40. Clock is moving under 7:40 remaining in the game. It is a 27-27 tie. First and 10, Indians. Ball between the hash marks. They move left to right. Parsons, play action. He wants a shot deep right sideline, and it's incomplete, tipped in the air. And Camden Schmitz on the coverage. It's going to bring up second down and 10. They have taken some shots here tonight. Schmitz there to knock it away. And again, second down and now 10 yards to go. This drive started at the Osage City 38. They currently sit at the Nemaha Central 39. Second down and 10 yards to go. Belt high snap. Parsons spinning in his hand. Teal out of the backfield. Nemaha Central pursuing and a good open field tackle for minimal yardage. That is Seitz again with a nice defensive play. And it's going to bring up third down and about 8 yards to go. So third down and a long 8, maybe 9 yards to go. Another big third down play here. They have converted on 3rd and 17 on this drive. They have also converted on 4th and 1. Ball inside the Nemaha Central 40, approaching 7 minutes to go. We're deadlocked at 27. Pass, middle of the field, caught, first down. It'll be close. It looks to be enough for the first down. The junior tight end, Severin Rummold, and it is a first down. 3rd and 9, they convert again. Well, when they have needed a big play on this drive, Osage City has come away with it. And now a fresh set of downs inside the Thunder 30-yard line. We're under 7 minutes and counting in the game. A 27-27 tie. Here's Parsons, a high snap. Makes the handoff, keeps it himself. Positive yards inside the 25 for about 7. And it is a gain of about 7, maybe closer to 6. Either way, we'll call it second down and 4 yards to go. Osage City trying to recapture the lead late in the game. 6.5 minutes to go. 27-27 tie. They're driving. Here's Parsons, a right side run, and he gets nowhere. He's gobbled up in the backfield. That's going to be a loss of a yard. Good pursuit on the play. Brady Cook being helped up. And on the stop as well, Mason Chulion. So now 3rd down and 6. It's a loss of about 2. 3rd down and 6 yards to go inside the Nemaha Central 25-yard line. We're halfway through the fourth quarter, halfway to go. We're deadlocked at 27. Another big 3rd down. Parsons has trips right, short side, to far side left. In the gun by his lonesome. Takes the snap, quick trigger. Teal hit immediately. He's not going to get there. Down he goes. Jack Mackey, the junior, was right there. And it's going to bring up 4th down and about 3, depending on the spot. It was only a gain of 2, so it's 4th and 4. They've converted on 4th down on this drive. Now they have to convert on 4th and 4. The ball is outside the red zone at the 22-yard line. Clock moving, approaching the final 5 minutes. 27-27 tie, 4th down and 4 yards to go for Osage City. They fake a snap. Nemaha Central being disciplined here. They look back to the sideline. We'll see what happens. They have been heavy with the screen passes. They take the snap. Parsons across the middle. It is caught, and it's a first down. The tight end again, Severin Rummold, gets about 7 yards on 4th down. He's got all 3 of his catches in the second half, and another 4th down conversion on this drive. And now it's outside the Nemaha Central 15-yard line with now 4.5 minutes to go in the game. We are deadlocked at 27. Parsons back to pass, gets away for some pressure, and now he's ripped down. He was grabbed by the jersey. They want a horse collar tackle, but that's not a penalty. He was pulled down by the back of his jersey. It's going to be a loss of a yard. Again, the fans wanted a horse collar tackle, but they don't get it. He was pulled down by the back of his jersey, and now 2nd down and 11 yards to go. in the red zone, trying to take the lead, 27-27 tie. Couple guys moving in motion. They set Teal slot side left, ball near side hash. Greg is slot right. Parsons, five-step drop across the middle of the field. Is it incomplete? And it's incomplete. A lot of bodies in the way, and it's going to bring up third down and 11. There were three Nemaha Central defenders around that pass. They were looking for, I believe, the tight end rumbled across the middle of the field. But now third down and 11 yards to go. This drive, Osage City has converted on two fourth downs. They've also converted multiple third downs, including a third and 17 and a timeout on the field. 3:41 to go in the game. Osage City in the red zone, but facing third down and 11. We are deadlocked at 27. We are back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
3:41 to go in the game. Osage City on the move, but facing third down and 11 outside the Nemaha Central 15-yard line. We are deadlocked, 27-27. Huge play out of the timeout. Bell tie snap here for Parsons. Taking a shot deep back corner of the end zone. Tipped in the air, and it's incomplete. Sights again with incredible coverage as they were looking for Teal in the back of the end zone, and now it's fourth down and 11. What is Osage City going to do? It is at the 17 of Nemaha Central. Clock stopped at 3:35. 27-27 tie. Their kicker is Thomas Shoptees, and he is swinging the leg here into the net on the sideline, but it looks like right now the offense is staying on the field for Osage City. They've converted two fourth downs on this drive already, including a third and 17 as well. Fourth down and 12 yards to go, and a timeout, fourth and 11, correction. We are going to keep it right here. We don't want to miss any of the finish here. Timeout taken by Osage City. They got 4th and 11 inside the Nemaha Central 20 at the 17. 3:35 remaining in the game. It is a 27-27 tie. Goodness gracious. We will have a Community National Bank High School scoreboard show. That'll be on 92.1 and 103.9 following the action here tonight, and don't go anywhere. This has been a fantastic game. Two of the top three ranked teams in 2A, of course, Nemaha Central trying to go for their third consecutive state championship. But right now, Osage City, they have a massive decision to make. It is fourth down and 11 at the Nemaha Central 17, and they keep the offense on the field. They have a field goal kicker that they have utilized throughout the year, but right now he is on the sidelines. This is a massive play. 3:35 to go, 27-27 tie, fourth down 11 for Osage City. Here's the snap. They toss it right. Trickeration. They throw it back the other way. Parsons has it. He's trying to get to the first down. He's hit shy. He's not going to get there. He is stopped 2 yards shy. They went trickeration, and Nemaha Central denies it 2 yards shy of the first down. It's a turnover on downs. And the Thunder take over, 3:28 to go. It is tied at 27. Incredible stuff from the Nemaha Central defense. So Nemaha Central now with the ball, 3:28 to go. They got a long way to go. The ball is at the 10-yard line. A chance to win the game. Don't go anywhere. First down and 10, Nemaha Central at their own 10-yard line. 27-27 tie with just under 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Hike, quick screen, left side. Strothman makes a man miss. He'll cross the 10. He'll get 4 to the 14, and down he goes there. Third catch of the night for Stroffman. And it's second down and 6 yards to go. At the Thunder 14-yard line, just getting a massive stop on fourth down. Here's Carter Hike, right up the middle, burst of speed. There he goes, spins away from another, dragging defenders, and he's all the way up near the 40 to the 38-yard line. He was a shoestring away from potentially busting it out for more, and a big first-down run for Carter Hike. It is 24 yards. First and 10, Thunder, just shy of their own 40. 2:40, clock moving in the game. 27-27 tie. Carter Hike in the gun by himself. Sanders works the left side of the line, and he spun down there. Not much. I believe that was Martinez, who's had a nice night. Or correction, that was Camden Jackson, who made the stop for a gain of two. Right to the 40-yard line. It is second down and 8 for Nemaha Central. 27-27 tie, clock moving at 2:15 in this game. Well, does Osage City bite themselves by maybe not going for the field goal try? They went for it on 4th and 11 at the NC-17 and came up 2 yards shy. Nemaha Central chance to win it at the horn. Carter Hike takes the snap. They clear it out for him. He's got a burst of speed. He's hit down at midfield. It's a first down run. 10 yards for Carter Hike. First and 10, Nemaha Central, right at midfield. 1:50, clock moving in the game. 27-27 tie. Levi Thomas, the kicker for Nemaha Central, has 5 field goal attempts this year. Let's see if he gets worked into another opportunity. Quick screen to the right side, big play down the sideline, a big first down catch, 16 yards. That is Caleb Heenick. His first touch tonight, and a monster play inside the 35 to the 34. What a time for Heenick to get involved. Nemaha Central still have, believe, all their timeouts, and they have it inside the Osage City 35 at the 34. He went out of bounds, so the clock is stopped at 1:31, but it's first and 10, Nemaha Central. Inside the 35. Here's Carter Hike, right up the middle. Another big run, dancing through for another big gain and a first down to the 20-yard line. It's a gain of 14, and the Thunder on the move. 85 seconds and counting in this game. 27-27 tie. They're trying to win it at the horn. First and 10, Carter Hike, why not? He's going to use the strength and crawl his way to about the 16 for 4, and a timeout will be utilized. What a game. It'll be second down and 6 for Nemaha Central at the Osage City 15-yard line with 67 seconds remaining in the game. It is a 27-27 tie. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Ray Penning, our studio producer, Brandon Tama with you here in Osage City. This game has lived up to the hype, and now the Thunder have an opportunity to win it at the horn. 107 remaining in the game out of this timeout, a 27-27 tie. They have it second down and 6 at the Osage City 16-yard line. Ball between the hash marks. They move from right to left, a little bit more to the right side hash. Two receivers split wide to the left, two to the right. A tight end tucked up to the right side. That's Stroffman. Now he goes in motion. Or that's Mackey, excuse me. Carter Hike on a run. Left side, makes a man miss. Inside the 10, spins away. He's towards the goal line. Is he in? No, he's down at the 1. A 15-yard run and a shoestring tackle. And it's going to be first and goal at the 1 with 59 seconds to go. A chance to take the lead in the final minute. First and goal at the 1. The clock is on the move. Nemaha Central is in zero hurry. Osage City had to burn a couple early timeouts in this second half. The players are signaling, why aren't we taking that final timeout? And now Osage City is letting precious time run off the clock. Well, that wasn't. Was that Osage City taking that timeout? Well, if it was, that would have been a disastrous call because they waited about 20 extra seconds off the clock. 34 seconds remaining in the game. Nemaha Central knocking on the door. First and goal at the one, trying to break a 27-all tie. The big play here before this drive happened, Osage City was driving. They put together a drive where they converted multiple fourth downs. They also converted a third and 17 play and eventually got to fourth and 11 from the Nemaha Central 17-yard line. They had a field goal kicker ready to go, but they elect to go for it. They ran a trick little screen pass, and it got close, but Nemaha Central stuffed it 2 yards shy, and they took over at the 10, and they have been marching it down the field. And that last run, Carter Hike from the 16 to the 1. 33 seconds in the game, 27-27 tie. Carter Hike will step back, bunch set, pistol, wants to take the snap. Nemaha Central gives it to him. He works left side. Did he get into the end zone? No, they say he's down short. And the clock is still moving, 24 seconds, and now a timeout's taken by Nemaha Central. So the Indians get one stop there. Now the Thunder have to burn a timeout. They have second and goal at the one with 24 seconds remaining in the game. 27-27 tie. Once again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We are going to keep it right here. We are not going anywhere until this game is over. Osage City led it 7-0 after one. It was 14-14 at the half. Osage City had a 27-20 lead going into the fourth quarter. For Nemaha Central, they got it tied back up, got a monstrous stop on defense, and now a chance to win it in the final seconds. 23.8 seconds remaining in the game. 27-27 tie. Nemaha Central jogging out from the timeout. Second down and goal inside the one. Carter Hike, very, very bunch with the sets, appearing to be a quarterback sneak. Carter Hike gets pushed. He is close. No signal yet. He is in! Touchdown! Nemaha Central with 19 and a half seconds to go, and they take the lead here on the road. It is 33-27. And the two-time defending champs, less than 20 seconds away from advancing to the sub-state round. They will look to add the extra points. An incredible drive. I'll close it for you. Fans didn't like the window open. And Osage City moving once again up front. Oh, they've been called for that a few times in this game. Getting a little bit antsy. Carter Hike, a monster night once again. The go-ahead touchdown with 20 seconds remaining in the game. Levi Thomas trying to add the extra points. 33-27, 19 and a half seconds to go. Low snap. The kick is blocked. Someone's got to pick it up, and that's going to blow it dead. But nonetheless, the job has been done, and Osage City is down to less than 20 seconds with their season on the line. Carter Hike, can't wait to tally his totals. 33-27, Nemaha Central. You know you're doing something right when you got the home fans closing the window because they're tired of hearing the success that Nemaha Central's had. We'll have the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show. That'll be on 92.1 and 103.9. Might have to make a spot appearance on that to discuss what we have witnessed here tonight, but it's not over yet. Nemaha Central setting up to kick it off from right to left. 19 and a half seconds to go. It's a 33-27 game. There is a lot to dissect in this game tonight, but still not done yet. Levi Thomas, a big kick here. It is teed up between the hash marks at the 40-yard line. And he will kick it very short. And that ball is live! It hits off an Osage City player. Down it goes. If Nemaha Central recovers, that's going to be the game. Nemaha Central recovers the kick, and that will do it. The Thunder rally in the fourth quarter. Well, the officials are meeting here around midfield, right where the ball was recovered by the Thunder. It was a very short pooch kick, and it was trying to field it was Osage City. And something is going to set this up to re-kick it. Well, I'm not sure what the issue was here. Well, and I'm not sure what the issue was there, but Nemaha Central is going to have to re-kick. Inadvertent whistle. Okay. Interesting. Well, that saves Osage City. Interesting. Well, Nemaha Central had it won after a botched kickoff return, but now due to apparently an inadvertent whistle, they're going to have to re-kick. I don't know about that. 19 and a half seconds to go. It's teed up at the 40-yard line, Thomas. Osage City playing up with it. Let's see how he does it this time, and now gets a little more boot to it. It's going to be caught. Now dropped. Picked up at the 28. Here's Teal. Teal down the right sideline. He's got a good return, and he's going to get up near midfield and finally pushed out of bounds with 13 seconds to go. So Osage City has a little bit of life here. 13 seconds remaining. And it's going to be just shy of midfield at the 48-yard line. So here we go. Maybe one or two plays. Just one timeout for Osage City. 13 seconds to go, just shy of midfield. Shotgun set, chest high snap, spins it in his hands. Here comes the rush. Hit. Thrown, and is it caught? It is inside the 45 to the 44 for a gain of 8 and out of bounds with 8 seconds to go. That was caught by Tate Smith. Second down and 2, 7.5 seconds to go, 33-27, they want the screen. They hit Smith. He gets to the sideline, and he gets out of bounds with 4 seconds to go. And Osage City's going to have a chance maybe at the end zone here. They're shy of the 35. Officially at the 37-yard line. Well, this is more than likely the final play of the game. Nemaha Central backing up, playing the prevent-style defense. 4 seconds to go. Osage City has it inside the 40-yard line. They have a shot at the end zone here. Nemaha Central leading 33-27. Parsons in the gun by himself, trips right to left, and Osage City will burn their final timeout. One final shot for the Indians here at home. Nemaha Central leading 33-27, 3.9 seconds remaining in the game. They have it inside the Thunder 40-yard line. My, oh, my. Once again, we're going to keep it right here. Nemaha Central one play away from surviving and advancing. They were down a touchdown going into the fourth quarter. And since then, they have scored 2 unanswered touchdowns. But Osage City, they got a good kickoff return with under 20 seconds left. They had a couple of quick plays, and now they have a chance to throw one to the end zone. 3.9 seconds remaining in the game. Nemaha Central 33, Osage City 27. Ball is at the Nemaha Central 37-yard line. One final play, barring a penalty or anything crazy. Parsons in the gun, trips right, one left. Nemaha Central prevent defense. Here comes the rush. Parsons rolling to his right. Deep into the end zone, tipped in the air. It's knocked down. No time remaining. Nemaha Central wins the game. They come back in the fourth quarter, and the three-peat is still alive. They win it on the road. Comeback fashion. Final score, Thunder 33, Osage City 27. Our post-game show is next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling you is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Thunder win it. They're on to the semifinals. We'll talk about it in depth after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what you're